evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 30th of the 7th month, 2025. It is a Wednesday evening. And you know how we do on Wednesdays? On Wednesdays, you guys can call in and you guys can discuss. You guys can put onto the table what you guys want us to discuss. And we take it from there. It's like an open conversation. It's like, can we fix it Wednesdays? It is what it is. So basically, you come here, you tell me about the suicide note that's circulating, you know, all over the internet, where the person is saying that, no, Auntie Huhu and Auntie Huhu, they must not come. They must not even come close. They must not do anything like that. They know what they did. Ladies and gentlemen, are we as young people, right, going through a debt? Is every single problem in our whole entire life just financial? Are we suffering financial? Are we suffering financially? Are we suffering financially? And also, at what point can we as young people, or we as the young adults, or the new adults, tell our parents, yo, bro, I'm suffering, I'm struggling, mother, I'm struggling, hello?
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, struggling, my dear, I'm struggling. Yeah, I'm struggling, man. Yeah? If your son or your daughter came to you today, your older ones, ne? They came to you and they said, I'm saying, if your son or your daughter, the older ones, the big kids, if they came to you and said, tate, me, I'm struggling, I'm suffering, man, in my life. Eh? Will you help them? What would you do? I need you to move a little bit so that we can hear you nice.
I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, on the coup de tengo cachon.
It's a dream.
Yeah.
It's a dream. Are you listening?
I'm listening to you. I'm just waiting for you to mwangula.
How were those debts accumulated?
Does it matter?
But
does it really matter? Hmm? Does it really matter? Komvali.
Yeah, it matters.
Really?
It matters because sometimes. Okay. Sometimes it could be debt that is just accumulated by careless living or maybe planting some kind of, you know, that kind of lifestyle.
Yes.
Now you brought the debt.
Yeah.
I should ask you, what type of debt? How did you accumulate this?
Okay, I understand that. Continue.
Yeah, I think that is that's my opinion. That's my stand on that.
Okay. So if it was for something important, will you help me?
Mm-hmm. If something important, essential.
Yeah, something important. Maybe I took the money so that I can pay for my medical bills, or maybe I took the money so that I can buy a vehicle because where I work is very far. Maybe I took the money so that I can pay, I can buy furniture. So that maybe I took the money so that I can buy you okahauto.
All those things, Naveto.
No.
All those things. Something should be wrong.
Okay, but let's fix it, Moz.
Yeah, no, of course we can fix it.
Okay, but are you going to help me?
Maybe because there is a need. I might help you financially.
Okay.
But I can also help you spiritually.
Okay.
Perhaps next time you limit those things and you look at what is really essential.
Mm-hmm.
That you can go for example, the car, the furniture, and all these other things.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Okay, no, I hear you. I hear you on that one. But I think that No, I can hear you on that one, but I think the one question that stands out for me most from our conversation is, what was the money for? If I'm in a diet, yeah, I understand from a parental perspective, not even from a parental perspective, from a person that is being asked to assist's perspective, right? I understand that that question is the first question that we're asking. And this now determines whether or not we are dealing with a reckless person or a person that is really just found themselves in debt and they don't know how they accumulated this debt. And because it's not everybody that has, yeah, that has a financial literacy, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not all of us that are fortunate enough to know, what to do and what not to do, especially when it comes to us starting work, right? I understand that. But, yeah, but then now if we are looking at it from the other perspective, from the person that is asking for assistance, right? Are we asking them so that we know exactly what it is, or are we asking them so that we can determine whether or not we are going to help them or not? Because if I told you today, Tate Buana, that I ondakuto let's say your 70,000 ah ninda hakurando hauto maro hauto njino ninda hara nanyoe yino 85 ah ndeoshi mariwa tandi karada ndi shipwe ako ndika chekengei okunaro 2,000 ah oshi mariwa shapwako. And then I tandishuna kona tango ko low na. Eh?
So the parents so rich that they can just see. I understand that we have been in debt, we are offspring better. But what are the things where your debt is now placed on the shoulder of somebody, maybe your parents or whatever? So if you are taking that. Why didn't you go for the cheaper one that you yourself are able to afford? Not, for example, in the car, no?
But I didn't think that I was. I didn't think that I was not. I was not going to afford it. Move closer to the network again.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
perfect.
What I'm saying is that I don't know. In that case, maybe you know better.
We're on the table now. I want you to take the payata te buana because of debt.
It's true, but I'm wondering.
It's because of debt. But for us to put it on the table, I like our open conversation, because our open conversation is actually it is open and it is truthful. Because a parent or a person that is assisting you must ask, what is it for?
You know, challenges of that nature, they can always come to an end. They can always be overcome.
In 5 years.
It's true that, yes, even more than that. And longer than that.
You're not giving
that,
us hope.
Especially men. They are in serious trouble.
Yes.
We are actually in serious trouble. And I know most of the parents, some of them really single parents, and they are really busy taking care of their children, their homes, and things like that. But it's hardly, and they are also in financial difficulty.
Yeah.
But now, is it that they cancel themselves? Today we are talking about inclusive economy or inclusive that nature. And now the debt. Well, maybe was perhaps, you see, that's why our approach in that area, if the person comes to you or your child or whoever comes to you in that manner, and you might detect something, observe some few deviant behaviors and some kind of strange. So what you can do perhaps before you say no, and the end person end up going to kill himself or herself, perhaps you need to do it differently.
Okay.
Then you say fine, you calculate the person first, and the person should understand the consequences of having debt. And also the benefit of being calm and being, taking life positive, And you see, maybe you can also release that person from the burden.
Mm-hmm.
And the person will realize that no matter what it takes,
mm-hmm.
at least even if I have to live with only 2,000 per year, I mean mm-hmm. per month,
mm-hmm.
and then I keep my peace,
mm-hmm.
then obviously we find a way of doing it. Maybe you can, I had one of my friends, one of my colleagues,
mm-hmm.
not at work, not, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the street.
Mm-hmm.
He found himself in a very situation, you know, marriage gets destroyed,
mm-hmm.
and everything, and then his house, at one point, the whole house was taken.
Yeah.
The former wife had taken everything, not even a plate.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to look for plates and all those other things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the person really managed. And even the cars and all the things, everything just became upside down. So, but because the person understood
mm-hmm.
the value of life
mm-hmm.
and the pain also,
mm-hmm.
he took it, he could take it, he could accept those things. So if people do not acknowledge some of these things,
mm.
they will end up killing themselves and all these other distractions.
Mm.
Like somebody, I've heard of somebody in the newspaper, I read it, you know, kill himself, kill the wife, and even shot the child. Imagine. Mm. But these are people who have got money also.
Mm.
Mm, so it's just the society is sick.
Mm.
And it requires some kind of healing. I don't know what type of healing. Maybe spiritual healing or psychological.
I don't think it's really a conversation about healing. I don't think that we need to heal from anything. I think that we need to ask critical questions towards our family members, our friends, our society. Because even when we are in debt like that, right? Even if we go and ask our parents first ask us, Kucha, what was the money for? Okay, if I tell you that the money was for reckless behavior, does that mean that now I'm already beaten down by the world, and then now I have to get beaten down by you telling me that I am reckless and I make reckless decisions, and that's why I'm in a mess right now, and that's why my life is not going anywhere? No and right? Now this is me. I'm already, the fact that I'm coming to you guys as my parents, ne, is because on dirimo nai, and I am like, you understand? And then I come to the parents, and then the parents, they also beat me down with their words. And then at the end of the day, right, they won't help me. Will you assist or will you not assist me?
The reckless behavior that I mentioned there,
mm-hmm.
it was actually invalidated by the last sentence that I told you, the last...
No, I understand. Yes, I understand what you are saying.
So now, if you... No, there are many people who are actually in that category.
Tete Buana,
like I said, we are in that category.
Tete Buana, do your family members understand when you say I don't have money?
I don't think they do.
Exactly.
Many
you are in your 50s.
This is not even a monthly end, but people are already...
And you are in your 50s. So they still ask you and they still expect you to have. So what about me that is in my 30s? Me in my 30s are nee. Andi puro mayovi. Ngwe opulwa, ngwe opulwa 200 andishi. Nga andi puro mayovi.
That dependent theory is also not a good thing, because it's destroying our innovation, it's destroying our, you know, just to be more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Straight, I put you through school. and it is true, but until when will I still be blackmailed for this school that you put me through? I must now, your child. Eh? It's your responsibility to put me through school.
Yeah,
Nanga, fortune and gesha akurupa kwetu. Ningo Land Cruiser, gesha kurupa kwetu. I don't even have my first car yet.
It's just a ignorance on the thing because
we ignorance tay zipa huno nane and to tay mangereke. Ko ignorance ha?
He said, no, she, I'm not going. Are you not supposed to be the one now to say, okay, daddy, yeah, I am in the
year. Nah, she won, na? Oh, I know 2000 and the long is like. Top running, gaga. Oh, my, 2000 and the long is like. What to money, 2000 and she kucha na randi kuja? You know when you're taking care of your parents, right? Or you're taking care of a different household that's not your immediate household, right? You always you start becoming this person that wetu uflaya mbuya mostora, mbuya of the specials, or ukusane ndeto highlighting. And then you even send a picture to the people kucha. In the niko you save, ko you save kuno combo, you know, 5.99, you know, 10 kg virindatu, or 10 kg your wishy, or 10 kg your sira, or 10 kg your, you know where all the specials are at. Because you're trying to economize. Because, so that the food lasts, so that the what lasts, so that the what lasts, right? Mm-hmm. And then the person is telling you kucha, 2000 and dirongi thashkan.
2000 is too small.
My dear, 2000 and dirongi thashke. Nangwe mwenye. Eh. 2000 is shona? Like, what am I gonna use it for? Topura?
Yes, because I have the responsibility. What about your obligation to have your parents?
Eh, or I have obligation, or your name, Joka? Anunga andi kwa tingapi. Noho nyomuli ya aline.
Shono nishamane nungkuru kadi.
Ehe, nishamane nungkuru kadi.
Ovo amisho, vena la kata ndi nene.
Ke umo tatpewa? Ya peora mumwe?
Nene?
Akuruntu ya peora mumwe, never ever, never ever. Akuruntu ya peora mumwe at all. O peta te we separate, na meme we separate. Ya peora mumwe. Shashopuna gumwe. Shashopuna gumwe. Gumwe. And it's like this in every household. They can come and tell me whatever they want. But opuna gumwe, eno shishone gumbo. Opuna gumwe, eno shishona emwene. Ngwene shisho ne humbo apea angaka 2.5 ata tetapeo neo 2,000 dani inga 1.5. Shashi mguya tapeo shinji o inga takarandi kujo inga takaranda shiki o inga takaranda shiki.
Yonyo taka mokola hii?
Ehe. Kushisha kuchashiri peni?
You know that thing actually, I just observed that it has really pained you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also listening to the message of President Netumbo Ndaitwa.
Mm-hmm.
He was at pain
mm-hmm.
about how people are taking their life,
especially
men.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we just need to go on luggage.
But you as a father, I want you to answer today. You as a father, I want you to answer today. That the buena gandiri monjo the $80,000. Yeah? Diri monjo the $80,000. And I'm your child and I'm telling you kucha I'm suffering. Yandi hupo panasha. And this tapa kwa kironga. I can like nasha teri mae tu ne o shiria. I don't have. What are you gonna do to help me? Okay, so you're going to help us with food.
I'll give you also some moral support as to how to really put their strategy to cope with that. That yes, you are winning your... I don't know if you're going to be able to get your money.
Before you talk about to land in Ikuja every month for the next 5 years.
There will come a point where you have acknowledged.
No, I have acknowledged that. That's why I came to my parent. That's why I came to my father. Yeah? I came to my father to tell my father my problem so that my father can assist me. So what is your assistance, say? Otorandikuja, okay. Tokaradne torandikuja for the next 5 years, amangandi mana kuifutako.
When you are still under my service, because I'm trying to give some corrective measures,
mm-hmm.
something to help you to cope with,
mm-hmm.
to go ahead and face that challenge of death.
And how am I going to face it? How am I going to face it? What I need is money. What I need is money.
But the money is not plucked from the tree.
Yes, but you are driving up and down and you are buying new things, you in your house. As my father. As my father.
Yes, I'm your father.
Eh?
But I have reached the level where...
You cannot help me. So it's better for you to buy me my coffin than to help me with my debt that I'm alive. You are telling me moral support in the Torande Ikuja for 1 month. What am I going to eat for the next 4 years and 11 months?
That's another problem now. That's another problem because they give a very expensive coffin.
Eh.
During the time when the person was...
Shashino, ando 20,000 anjono, waturako shiketha, ando we, wapanjo 20,000 anjono. Ngeri nwineke ranjene, tetatuine atuhene kombere wanjono yolona, nde atukafuta ko 20,000 anjono. Hawa kwa seranje ngao. That means that the debt that comes onto my pay slip, right, is going to be less. That means, ohandi kakupa punga noka 500, noka 700. Avari nangaku tupi mariwa. Give us money. We want money. Tatebwana, we want money.
Go and work for money.
No, but that's the thing, Tatebwana. That's what I'm saying, Kucha. Avari, to be honest, if you guys could say, Kucha, urimo deta mwanje, ewa, ituka futeko 10,000 konjo zoe.
I am young way. If there is that, that's why I was looking.
Tatebwana, we are talking about this for 26 minutes. And there was nothing inside your heart, ne, to say, kucha, indi kukwathero kufutako. Shidiae. Until I brought it up. That means all are very ne, ohamuzira virasha fasa.
No, I said, what you now list and they'll tell me the essential thing. And what have you used the money for? What are you going to use?
I already told you. I'm not asking you for money. I didn't come and ask you for money. I came to tell you my problem. And you are telling me that, okay, ngengi kulia, ndirandi kulia. Eh? Owi hila mongopi kulia. Eh? Andi purane kucha. For 5 years, otoka natorande renjo groceries, akana kame me.
Maybe the parents doesn't have.
But if you have,
no, if I have him, then there is that way of assisting you. I can assist you. I have no problem.
But Tatebwana, you guys have. Tatebwana, shiki tatuiko veteranan. Tatukakusa kuimari wayo enshia.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm handing you Panda by any name.
Let's help our children.
I know that one. I think you are also now benefiting from those money.
Are we supposed to benefit as unona? Yeah, you are nakuruakuru.
What? That
was
yes.
Yeah, and Katali Mariwa and Shashinga and the benefit of Kahelelo, Kahelelu Mariwa to Naye, Kahelelo.
The struggle kids. The struggle kids.
Nga 191 ane kana kame me born free.
Oh, I thought I would make you
Land of honey, Ose.
to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
That money must come.
Yes, because the money must come so that you can assist your children.
Ah, no. For me, I'm going to keep on that one.
Keep on the come, my dear. Shashino shawa simple, no? Everybody will tell you when they call.
No, I can't. I show quite a lot. I'm going to take it up to 15 man or tap your cash once. I was reading in the newspaper 2.5 billion.
Niman, we want our money. We want our money. So, do I mind where I took a veteran?
I will take you for all men.
But all in all, I think that the conversation is a broadening conversation. Shashino, avaro enjim, they never ever think of how bad ne it is to be in debt or shiriai. Do you know how bad it is? Oku hupapo no 700 ta.
Aye, tushishi.
Oh. Tati Bwana, we are quickly going for a break.
Get your monthly essential products for just 99 Namibian dollars at USAVE. 10 kilogram each of Marathon White Sugar, Champion Super Maize Meal, and Bokomo Fed Cooked Flour. Also 5 kilos nice rice as well as 500 grams of Grande Pasta. All 5 products for only 99 Namibian dollars. USAVE. I save. Yes, we all save at USAVE. Do you understand the chance of winning a 500 Namibian dollar ShopRite USAVE gift voucher? Then simply tell us, what makes ShopRite USAVE different from all the other stores? Send your answers on WhatsApp to 081-200-4144. That's 081-200-4144. USAVE. I save. We all save at USAVE.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Tata Bwana, how are you doing?
Ah, thank God. Your question is, that thing, of course we can assist.
Mm.
Obviously, you can assist. If you are in the position to assist, to get to save life, because the person might go and commit suicide because of the burden. You know, when you have debt of somebody, even when you see the person coming there, even if it's from the lesser, you think that person is looking at you. So that's some of this kind of a shame that we have. We haven't perhaps accepted that. Yes, one can also. But if you are burning, so you can assist, there's no problem. Just need to convince your parents, perhaps, to convince them and tell them the consequences of that. You don't sleep, you don't do what, the person actually understands already if you...
Now, if you have a tough parent, that says, we fara mo ngungo ngwemwin, shwa tege rasho.
That one, it might lead the person to hell.
Yeah,
because the person...
If we have supportive family members, supportive friends, supportive lovers, supportive parents, if we have supportive, right, then the last thing that we'll think about is that one. We will not think about that one. Shashino.
Let's just strengthen our support system within the family. I know there are. You see, the problem is that if you get the problem with that, I don't know why people always contribute when it comes to funeral and all this, the death. Sometimes you even raise up more money, but you still have children within the family
that are not going to school.
They are not going to school.
Because there's no money.
To university, there's no money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether that spirit can also be implanted in the life of the people, in the mind of the people, to understand that thing. So, but if you go to the group and say, hey, let's contribute for these children, I think I must provoke them with that. So these children that are there, who are, have no support, the parents are not there. So I think that kind of a spirit, maybe to also minimize some of this killing.
I think that we as family structures must start having real communication. I think also we as people, right? People are so pompast and people are so show offy and people are so what, right? That secretly, many of us in the family are just hoping, you know, that they fall. Because Ngwe, to be honest, right? You are the one that is coming there. Itolala mumbweli. Itolala mumbweli. Shashino kamunongulu. Itolio sho. Shashino mwaninga shike. And you are this person. Nani, you are the one that's drowning in debt.
Oh.
Maro tuneni kupota kucha o foundation aya changa oyata meke peni. Yeah, oyata meke peni. Shashino uno na weto tuushe ni man. O tuushe nyara kucha, ay, nguno ano. Eh, because like when I look at my children tatebwana, I can't see the money aspect in them yet. I can't see it yet. But I do know, right, that my son is going to take care of his siblings. He will not be happy when he's doing it, but he will do it and he will show up and he will be the best that he can be if he dies, if I die. He will do it and, Nandina Hala, Oteshininki.
Hi, Otasha, Kunandina Oteshininki, because of the spirit.
Yes. Kundishishikuja, Okunakushininga. And then he will also, even if they are separated with the siblings, he will make.
How did you bring him to that level of understanding and accepting that, yes, you have the responsibility of taking care of others? What happened?
It's not really a teaching. It was more about you should share. Sharing is caring. Mm-hmm. So that is the principle that we started with. But also himself, his character. Like, yeah, he has his mother's characters a lot. So him, he is maternal. He's very, very maternal. He's the type of person that will remember that Natasha doesn't have shoes and Michaela's jerseys are small. So if you go with him to a shop, he will remember those ones. So because of who he is, right? This is the type of child that you make the executor of your estate.
Oh, yeah. Another person is lucky that you know, my situation has been that of many people in the house,
mm-hmm.
and the spirit of sharing has been their life.
Yes.
So if they can get that party, then I'll also be on your safe side.
Yes.
Because I also observed that so today when my son, I said, you guys, are you fine?
Mm-hmm.
So can I assist somewhere there?
Is that you that's asking your son?
Not only
your children.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, and I said, it's going to happen. And they see now that many of them, they are just, you know, daddy, you know, that's your money. That's what's what.
Mm.
So, I'm just sure that maybe they are still coming.
Mm. But I think that the Buana, I think parents must not forget to be parents even when their children are big. That is the problem. Your children start working, then you think that they are fine. You think that they are okay wherever they are. They must be giving you all the time. That is the problem that we are having. Shashino, uno na wetu. We don't see varsity. We don't see varsity people. Ne? We don't see them committing suicide. Not unless it's other issues, right? But we see the working class young people committing suicide. And I think that the bridge there is because you automatically as parents you assume because onotaro ngo peife, because onokuru nhu peife in a pumbwai or assistance, you understand? And that is where I think our parents are going wrong. Because I feel like ngere ouna ingomvali, ngere ouna wamono mayo vigeri gari, nde noho wa manini mayo, tumino kana kwa umasere gatano.
Yeah, you are right.
Yeah, katumino umasere gatano. Oga ikano, ae. Nde tandipura, pamotankalanda ushike, uyoga ta unona.
Just a little grumble at Abuja, for example, like my son. So I have to send him some money.
Yeah.
Of course, the person is working, but he's also studying.
It's just because he is your child. I think we forget that they are still our children, huh? Unona we tunatango, they are still our children. Ngero tuna, otushishinga kucha, oyoena kutukwasera sha tua, ya koko, but, natango, natukarara tuize ngero katenda kucha, ondina omwanje. You know, Tate Bwana, I'm talking about this because, on Sunday, my mother-in-law called me, best friend's mother, ne. He called, kucha, she called, and she's like, ile nipo modela? Oh, pick and pick kwa shuna kwa modela ndishi. Edina. Ile nyuta epo modela. Ile nipo modela. Eteni okana. Hanoka shona ne. Unte kulu wango ndiwete kucha kene ngaku. Tatui. Do you know what she did? Basically, my mother-in-law and my father-in-law, they took us into the shop and then they shopped for us for August. Groceries, like fully, like oh my bread baga, or nyama, or rishi, or everything. They took care of us like their children.
Thank God.
Yes, and my mother is also the same because on Saturday my mother is like, ireni muire bread baga reni nde mulande, ireni muire mi number dokan.
Yeah, run.
Yeah, and I think that we are fortunate, right? We are fortunate to have parents like that, but it's not a lot of people that have parents like that. I feel like some people, they just think, kucha, sha orongo ne, uli mo shapa, uli now. Yeah, I think we should just keep taking care of our children and we should just take care of our children and it must just be a relationship where this month your child takes care of you, next month you take care of your child and it just goes on like that so that we can manage.
I know, I think that approach assists you and help a lot of people from doing some
Because imagine, ngere owadika, you are so deep in debt, kapunani kuja, and there's nobody that you can ask. Usirambu wazire na okuambo wapuamo karunga kanji. Imagine that, ne, and your mother just says, kucha, onde kutirira komasere geri gata tukuza ko penzera, are you not gonna be happy? Hawayanganga o.
No, you should be thankful.
And no, that's what I'm saying, kucha na tutare. Like, I think we are neglecting, especially our boy children. Shasha, akurukadi, to be honest, sa atushuna kembo ndishi. Atui kembo, and then we went past there, and then akurukadi e nambero, o hendan nuno na wawa kadona, o memo avuru nga kuisana njoko ndudane, de tati, tambe ni mukature mama hori, you understand? Yeah, but I don't know now if you guys apply the same thing with boy children.
No, yeah, we do. Sometimes we do. But many a times, I have to check out when I
come. Okuli now. Eh, okuli now.
I come online to the room menu.
Eh.
Can I check out the Asha?
Eh.
The room menu that Druku is a good sneaky. She can look something for himself or herself.
Oh, anotakongo ne penya menu nye. Yeah, it's negligence. We are neglecting our sons. You know, I used to hate it so much, when my brother used to come to the house. My brother has most his own house. He used to come to the house and then I buy groceries because I buy the groceries in the house ndishi. And I atu andi metene umbo jaitu ndishi. And then he comes and then he takes things from our fridge. It used to irritate me so much. It used to make me very angry.
Yeah, it's true.
It used to make me very angry until I came to a point where I finally had my own space with my own family. And I understood that every single time I go and visit my mother, ne? She gives food. So I realized, kuja, it's not, it was not actually my brother that was giving, that was taking. It was his mother that is saying, go and take. Because now she does it with me.
Oh.
Eh. Taziko ambo. Ireni muiro kara make ni twazi pagoi kompo.
Yeah.
So I understand now. Ako tu akula umone, my dear, akula umone. My dear, kula umone is happening. Yes, that be.
There is a debate.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can continue with the discussion next time.
Iyo diwa.
Yeah, so she kula na.
Yeah.
Maybe our parents, we just need to revisit ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then we revive our responsibility toward our children.
Yeah.
Yeah, despite the fact that whether they are working or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so that at least even also, not only our children.
Mm-hmm.
So we go now out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
To sensitize them.
Yeah.
The consequences of that.
Mm-hmm.
So because many a times, I know both of us, we are also neglecting our responsibility.
Yeah.
So an obligation from the children is also important towards the caring and auditing for their parents.
Mm.
But it's just that there's no law
currently,
I think, in place to compel them.
Yeah.
But for us, we have got regulation to compel us to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you do in that area, because they must be taught that patriotic kind of spirit.
Mm.
That yes, even though your parents are taking care of you, Kahona also be impressed.
Yeah.
And then just create some understanding in them that yes, they have the responsibility as well toward their parents.
Mm, and also parents have responsibilities towards their children.
Yes, a dual kind of relationship.
Yes. Because if we work better, if we work better and hand in hand with one another, then I think that there's a lot that we can solve.
Let me read you something, Mami.
Of course, I'm here for it.
I am tired of being told to be strong.
Yeah.
Then open up about battling mental health. Can you see now?
Yes.
I'm tired of being told be strong.
Mm-hmm.
Speak up. Speak up.
Mm.
Seek help. They are saying, speak up. Seek help.
Mm.
That's my final say, Mami.
Okay, thank you so much, Tate Buena.
I read this article. Please, and then tomorrow we can deal with it.
No problem. We are still here until 12 o'clock. So keep listening.
Well, okay, let me then read it and see whether it makes sense.
Please, by all means. Because we are talking about it today.
Yes, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm coming.
No problem.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome you beloved. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about Avery. We're talking about our parents. We're talking about the struggle. So recently,
Good evening.
The Matriarch, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, darling?
We are good.
Are you okay?
Bruh,
let's talk about it.
But the issue of debt.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I guess we are all in Burma.
Mm.
It just depends how well we are managing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we must understand we have good debts and we have bad debts.
Yes, we do.
So we must understand the type of debts that we have taken on.
Mm-hmm.
And what are our plans to repay them?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the reason that we took them in the first place?
Yeah.
I think that is the most important thing.
So good debt, we would say, is money that we are taking to do something that will accumulate more money. Is that good debt?
Yes, good debt. If you are taking debt to study, that's good debt.
Mm-hmm. Because it will pay back.
Exactly. If you take debt to invest in something that will give you dividends,
mm-hmm.
That is good debt.
Okay.
Yeah. Bad debt.
Yeah.
If I'm getting bad debt, a good, I ran out of my money end of the month, mm-hmm. and then I'm getting debt so that, I don't miss out on the next weekend. Because DJ Who is coming to win.
Uh-huh. Enjoyment.
Enjoyment and entertainment.
Mm.
Or because a particular product has come out and I don't want to miss
mm-hmm.
The hype about it.
Nike.
So I need to get it before it loses that hype.
And the Jordan.
I want the people to get it.
Okay. The Jordan, the Nike, the iPhone Pro Max Plus, whatever.
All those things.
Okay. Bad debt.
And bad debt.
Okay.
I've seen the Matrix on TikTok or mm-hmm. other platform.
Mm-hmm.
Fronting with all these, or these bottles.
Yeah, Moet. Moet, my dear, Moet.
My friend.
Moet. No Hennessy.
With those flaring things.
My dear, that one is the Moet, darling. That one is the Moet. The one that comes with fireworks.
You see?
Chilled on ice.
I also want to have such an experience.
Yeah.
Forgetting that I'm actually living out of my debt.
Yeah.
My debt.
Yeah.
So those that can, they are doing it out of their means.
Mm.
But if I don't have the means, then why should I do it at the end of the day? Mm-hmm. So we are in debt because,
mm-hmm.
because you must understand that money to us,
mm.
what does it represent? Money usually just means access to things.
Yeah.
It just means access. But to us, it represents freedom.
Yeah.
Especially to us
black people, yeah. Especially the black boy. The black boy, guys. The black boy. I don't know what kind of poverty we grew up in, but the black man. How? The black man is wearing Fabiani.
Mm.
Yeah? The black man is wearing Polo.
And when you look at it,
I even got stuck there. I just imagined it first.
No, we are wearing all these brands.
Yes.
Because look, we never had a good relationship with money.
Yeah.
In the first place, and money became new to us. And once you actually accumulate a lot of it.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that that money announces that you have, that it has arrived.
Yeah. Oh.
And
money is loud.
We want you to speak loud.
Okay.
I remember a particular singer said that I don't understand language of people with short money. So we want our language to be heard by making sure that we spend,
mm-hmm.
and we want people to know that we have spent, because I need to make a video about it.
Yeah.
Because look, we never used to take pictures of our food, but now
we do. Yeah.
Take pictures of our food.
Of course.
Why? Because we want people to see
that we are eating.
I have upgraded.
Mm-hmm.
People to see, I saw you when you were there. You guys were actually having a nice time.
Yeah.
So if you're having a nice time, we want people to see that we are having a nice time. So we feel that anything that we do,
mm-hmm.
that money allow us to do,
yeah,
it's some sort of liberation. Unconsciously, it's some sort of liberation that liberates us
mm-hmm.
from a particular class of a particular class.
Mm.
At the end of the day, I think that's our huge problem, because you said, as you said rightly, so that especially when it comes to the black person, especially the black man, and when you look at it, it seems that it's all over the world. If you look at Britain,
yeah,
you look at the behavior
mm-hmm.
of
the
people.
Black men there.
When you look at in the Americans,
yeah.
the biggest spender on Mercedes Benz, especially when they came out, you saw it in what is Nelly.
Mm-hmm. Welcome Nelly to Nellyville.
You know the dilemma when the compressor came out.
Yes,
everybody, all the Americans started buying the compressor.
Yeah,
they're no longer buying American made vehicles,
mm-hmm.
but they are now spenders buying German. European. Because mm-hmm. the standard has actually gone up.
Yeah.
But when you look at it also, you see that Americans, especially the black people, they are the biggest purchaser
mm-hmm.
of certain products
mm-hmm.
versus their income.
Aha.
So their income.
The credit card.
Exactly. the credit card, and mm-hmm. also when we get money,
yeah.
we want to spend it on things because yeah. we get money to spend, mm. not rather to invest. Because if you look at countries such as the United States, there's usually a liquor store
mm-hmm.
by the corner, or there's a shop by the corner,
yes.
but it's never owned by their own people.
Mm.
But they are supporting.
They are the consumers, economy. Yeah.
They are the consumer,
mm-hmm.
and they are the consumer of such products, and yet none of them are made by their own.
Mm-hmm.
You just mentioned some of the brand names,
mm-hmm.
and none of those brand names are actually made by their own. That you can say that they are supporting their own economy.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yes.
So our conscious, our way of spending,
mm-hmm.
so that we can become important.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we wear certain things so that we can say that we have arrived. That actually indicates that we have arrived.
Yes.
At the end of the day. And sometimes, because we have set our standards so high.
Yes.
We try to keep up with that standard.
We can't meet our own standards that we set too high.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So to the point where I need to get debt in order to meet these standards.
Yes.
Or because my age mates are actually at this part, they are acquiring these things.
Mm, comparison
so I
now.
I also need to make sure that I need to catch up.
Yeah.
But catching up to what?
Is yeah.
necessary at the end of the day.
Yeah.
What are you catching up to?
Mm.
Because look, I don't know, maybe Matrix home.
Mm-hmm.
You are well sorted.
Mm. Well, it could be that I was taught financial literacy ever since I was a child. So I make financial choices that are beneficial to me ever since I was a child, because this is the home that I was brought up in. Now you see me buying my Moët. This is probably my second Moët, my second Moët for the year, and I only buy Moët twice a year. After I've saved up, right? You see me buying Moët, and then you're like, I want that.
And the thing of responsibility as well, because
yeah.
you I probably have, you still need to pay off NASFAS,
yes.
or you have responsibility at home, because as you said,
mm-hmm.
people have invested in you,
yes.
So they also expect you to do the same thing for others, because you have your brothers and sisters that are
yes.
coming up.
Of course,
you need to take care of them.
And our parents are growing older.
They are growing older. We don't send our parents to the old people shelter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I cannot compare myself
mm-hmm.
with somebody who have everything taken care by their parents. And all they need to do is just start a job, own a salary,
mm-hmm.
and now they don't have any other responsibility or obligation of paying debt.
Yes.
Because their parents were, they had proper pension plan.
Yes.
That is taking care of them, that they don't need to take to continue taking care of their parents.
Yeah.
So I cannot compete with such a person because our responsibilities
mm-hmm.
and our background are not the same.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. But to tell the truth, once you are with a particular crowd, with
yeah.
a particular group of people,
mm-hmm.
of friends, because you must understand that one of the greatest desires for a human being is companionship.
Yes.
And if my group of companionship, or my group of peers that I find companionship with,
mm-hmm.
they are moving a certain way,
mm-hmm.
I will also try to move with them, because I will not want to be a parrot amongst eagles.
Yes.
Obviously, I want to make sure that I dress with the right feathers
mm-hmm.
to go with a particular group.
Of course.
At the end of the day.
Of course.
So, and because of that, I will end up getting myself in situation financially,
mm.
just because I need to get to catch up.
Mm.
You realize, especially at the end, at month end.
Yes.
People who don't own so much.
Yeah.
You find them.
They're always out.
They are always out, especially at month end. All the cars are on the road.
Yes, I don't understand.
You find group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Their salary could be maybe $3,000.
Yeah.
But the table that they will sit on, they will make sure that there's enough alcohol. They make sure that there's enough alcohol, because our plan is always to make sure that we meet the weekend.
Yeah.
It's always for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have a long way to go in order for us to basically unlearn what we have learned, because mm. we are products of our environment,
yes.
and since our environment practice certain things,
mm-hmm.
we also continue with that sense of the same type of practice. Because when you look at this behavior, it's
yeah.
not only in the young people alone.
Yeah.
It's in the elders.
Yes.
People my age,
mm-hmm.
people that are way older than me,
mm-hmm.
and people that are in their retirement age.
They are still living for the weekend.
Exactly. They're not necessarily living for the weekend.
Yeah.
But somehow, there's that sense of
the reckless behavior.
Exactly.
Mm.
It's still there.
I think with seniors, it's a bit difficult for us to reprimand or address it even on sometimes to even notice it, right? It is a bit difficult because we are also, culturally bound by our tradition, right? To not question elders, to not stare too much at elders, to not see they are wrong. So we understand that our fathers are coming into the house, right? And he didn't buy nothing. Because, but he's drunk. Right? We understand this. It's fine. It's a norm. But at what point do we actually question these things?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, with our parents, it's difficult for you to go to them and speak to them because as much as you want to speak to them, you can't.
You can't, yeah.
Yeah, you can't because they have not been trained to listen to someone younger than them.
No. And also we are not trained to speak to people older than us either because we don't even know what to say. Like how are you going to say, yeah, Tate, I just feel like you are eating your pension too much or noka tokero kenji. What do you even say?
Exactly. I think the best thing is to, for me, if I had to address my father,
mm.
I'll go to his best friend.
Yeah.
And speak with him that I'm coming to you in secret.
Mm.
And I know you are my father's friend.
Yeah.
And this is my concern. And I know you will be able to speak to him.
Yeah.
Your father will not listen to you.
Exactly.
No, not at all. But there must be someone who he know, you know that he will be able to lend an ear to.
Yeah.
And so, if you try to speak to him, it will only be an argument. So yeah, when it comes to us, as a people,
mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot that we need to unlearn.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to take a while for us to unlearn.
Mm.
But I think we need to be, what's the word? We need to be deliberate.
Yeah. Deliberate with our change, with us wanting the change and changing our mindsets.
Exactly. Mm. Have you ever seen someone who has been drinking all their life,
mm-hmm.
or has been behaving in a certain way?
Mm-hmm.
But once they come to that point where they say no, enough is enough, there's no turning back from there because once they want to make change, they will make change.
It's mimos.
So I think
it's mimos. 9 years sober.
You see?
Yeah.
Because you are deliberate.
It's intentional. It's intentional sobriety, this one.
It's intentional, yes.
Yeah. So, do you think that we as young people right now in this Namibia that we're talking about, right? The boy child is suffering because they are in debt and part of their mental health crisis is also financial.
Exactly. You can put it that way.
Mm.
It's a contributor because
mm-hmm.
you must understand that in order to have a voice,
yeah,
you need to have an income.
Nah.
You need to have an income. As much as we say that, I like this. There's a certain lady that says that. Look, a high value man
mm-hmm.
is the one with money.
Mm.
As much as you want to say that a high value man is the one with good manner, good morals,
yeah,
the one who's upright.
Mm.
We only respond to the one with money at the end of the day.
Mm.
So a high value man is the one with money because what is money?
Mm.
Money is a means to access things that protects us. So at the end of the day, once you have money, what do I see? A person sees protection.
Mm-hmm. Safe.
From you.
Mm.
That's why when you have money, you always have people that will call you my favorite uncle.
Yeah.
Or auntie that would say, oh, my favorite son.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you are in the, and then when they say, oh, ukarane to tarere poho nyoko kuru nenge hokuru.
Yeah.
What do they mean? It means that take care of me. Do not forget about me.
Yeah.
As you move about.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are a means of what? You are a means of protection to them.
Yeah.
So the same thing is sort of with a boy child. He has mm-hmm. so much responsibility. Plus he also has a life. that, yeah. that he wants to catch it, to acquire.
Yes.
So he is in between.
Mm.
And sometimes when you are unable, I think unable to move as you need to move as a man, there's so much actually that goes into a man's mind.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone
who
when you look at them, the person committed suicide because they have lost their job.
Yeah.
And one can see that, and it was actually a good job.
Mm.
It was actually
the kind of jobs that you cry for when it's gone, eh?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know those ones.
So at the end of the day, for the person to commit suicide, it means that so much has been taken away from them because once you are unable to move, or as you move anymore, what comes first? Shame.
Shame, yeah.
Shame comes first, and then you look at the world. How do I face the world with this shame?
Yeah.
Because I'm no longer a man. You feel you are castrated.
Castrated, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm no longer a man because I no longer have a pocket in which I can reach and be able to answer certain calls.
Yeah.
And sometimes maybe the standard that I have also put up for myself was too high.
Or maybe you were actually just in a position of actually assisting and you could and you did it. And it was not even a standard that you set for yourself. It was just your lifestyle.
Exactly.
You know?
And sometimes I could have been also maybe one of those guys when I got a job. I became boastful. So once you have done such things, you know that you can't face the same community.
Of course.
Of which you used to
boast to and insult.
To boast to and insult and to put down because you had a job. So there's so many factors that surround our behavior with money.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most important thing is to build a relationship with money because as a people, we don't have a good relationship with money. It's not like the Jewish people. Because the Jewish people usually a child is already, they say they give a child 4 jars.
Yeah.
And each jar has its own money, the money for tithe, the money for saving, and the money for, but each jar has its own purpose.
Mm.
So if they were already being taught at a very young age.
Yeah.
How to build a relationship with money.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time they grow, the tree can easily, create proper fruits. Why? Because it's something.
Yeah.
But what do we do with a young child when a child has picked up money?
We take it.
Where did you get this money? We take it for.
We take it for ourselves. Yeah.
Exactly. But teach a young child. Okay, this is what you get. Yeah. Or maybe month end, give your child a $5. Okay, put it into the piggy bank.
Yes.
What are you planning on doing with this money? No, I wish it could actually become more. Okay, what do you want to? How can it actually become more? Allow the child to brainstorm and assist the child. The child can actually decide to tomorrow. You can set up a table where you sell what you buy yourself oros, and then you start selling to people that are passing by.
Yeah,
you are busy slowly teaching your child to build a relationship with money. That okay. You want a particular ball, soccer ball, yes. This is how you can actually make your money grow so that you can, with the money that you save and multiply, you can now buy your ball, your soccer ball.
Yes.
But if we take away that responsibility from them, we are just going to have another generation of students that are going to become job seekers.
Yeah.
Job seekers that go to the bank, get a house in the bank's name, get a car in the bank's name, and everything else. I make sure that if I can't manage it on my own, I go to the bank.
Yeah.
But never really a people that generate wealth for themselves and have a good relationship with money, because as a black people, we don't have a good relationship with money. And that's why we behave the way we behave.
Yeah.
And that's why when we have money, the first thing that happens to us is the noise that comes. The emotions is all over the place.
Yeah.
Because you must understand that beautiful shoe, that beautiful dress, only become much more beautiful at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Because the emotions and the hype is too much.
Yeah.
That's why allow your money to cool down.
To cool down. Oshimarana shipore.
What does it mean? It means that allow yourself to gather your thoughts.
Yeah.
Calm down. Are you excited right now? Leave it until the excitement
fades.
Has subsided.
And then you can think straight.
Exactly. And you can think straight and come back to the original budget that you had.
Mm.
Because you tell,
that original budget is whack, ne? Ugh. The original budget is whack. Hey, top score.
There are just things that you know that.
Right back. Oh, sopa.
There are certain things that you just know that those are every month.
Yeah, essentials. Shower gel.
Exactly. So you get to them.
Yeah.
And the biggest mistake that we realize somewhere that we do sometimes, you realize the money is in, and then you go with a basket and throw everything in.
Oh.
And then you are at the till. And
then you're over your budget.
And that sometimes you just feel ashamed to say, no, that one must go back.
We will not take it back. We will buy the Ferrero Rocher.
Exactly. And you wonder why there are those candy bags by the till when you are paying.
Yeah.
You didn't budget for them. Say, let that candy bar also come.
Hey, so be so. I have to treat myself as my money. I work hard. And I've realized this even with myself, right? There's a pep talk that happens when you spend more than you're supposed to spend, right? For me, I walk out of the shop feeling guilty. And my pep talk is, yeah, I work very hard. I even go to work at night. I deserve a chocolate.
Exactly. We tell ourselves that we need to spoil ourselves.
Yeah.
But to tell the truth, yes, you spoil yourself. And
according
you are
to the budget.
We spoil ourselves and you're going to be spoiled indeed. Where we spoil our budget by spoiling ourselves at the end of the day. So it's a struggle because I remember one actually said, okay, some of you are not where you are because you celebrate every weekend. What exactly are you celebrating?
Yeah. And what's so fun?
Exactly.
Mm.
And with all life, with all the beauty in life, the most thing that we look forward to is the weekend, especially when it's towards sunset.
Yeah, at nighttime.
Exactly. Mm. I remember there's a certain gentleman that says that when it starts getting dark, especially when it's towards those late hours, I leave the party. Because I know that's when the demons are coming out. Because once they come out and they want to dance with you, you can't say no.
You can't.
You can't.
Because and then everybody's beautiful.
Exactly. Mm. And I have a few colleagues of mine that used to tell me that, look, I withdraw money past 12, but I can't remember having withdraw that money.
Yeah. And then I also don't know what I spend the money on.
Exactly.
Like, how much did you take? I took a 5,000 maximum. And today you wake up with $40.
Exactly. Mm-hm. So, Matrix, giving a chance to others, I think even me who I'm talking here, it doesn't mean that I'm doing well. It's a constant battle.
Mm.
It's a constant battle of wisdom, of knowledge, versus your appetite.
Yeah.
To get money. Some of us read books. Your Think and Grow Rich.
Mm-hmm. Who Moved My Robert Cheese? Kiyosaki,
Robert Kiyosaki.
Uh-huh.
Rich Dad Poor Dad. Mm-hmm. The Richest Man in Babylon. It's very good books that will help you as far as financial stability is concerned.
Yeah.
And how to manage, because all these books, they first talk about things that are getting yourself in order. Mm. They only talk about money towards the end.
Yeah.
Because...
So money is not really the problem here. The problem is the person.
It's the behavior.
Yeah.
It's the behavior. Because one of the things, you need to control everything. You need to control your sexual desire. You need to control your desire to eat.
Yes.
Because food is one of the things that we want.
Gluttony.
Gluttony, yes. Mm-hmm. We need to control our desire to not be alone and spend time with people, because at the end of the day, we start spending because we are with people and we become excited.
Yes.
When we are with people.
Mm.
But they are not under beer.
Yeah. Fun. The story, the story is lekker.
Exactly.
Mm.
So it's those things that actually lead us to where we are. But if one can actually learn to contain some of these things,
yeah,
then maybe we can find ourselves having, because you can't have discipline in one area,
yeah,
and not have discipline on the other area.
Yeah.
So you need to take care of all the other areas, because mm-hmm. everything else is a build up towards the shaping of you to mm-hmm. have the strength to say mm-hmm. no to other things as well.
Yeah.
Your desire for sugar, your desire for the crave for certain things. Mm. If you can actually be able to deal with those cravings,
mm-hmm.
then to tell the truth, you can be able to deal with other things as well in the area of finance.
Yeah.
And then maybe once we are there,
mm-hmm.
maybe we'll be able to do away with these things of the lowering of people fighting over. Because when you look at marriages, you said,
yes,
divorce is basically finance.
Yeah.
When you look at our young people, it's depth.
Yes.
So maybe if once we have proper guidance,
mm-hmm.
maybe, and we've also done something for about ourselves as far as depriving of ourselves of certain things.
Certain things, yeah.
We can have better results.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that on legislation, it would be good if we can be taught how to manage money. Because most of us did business management, but
yeah.
we are terrible with money.
Yes, accounting, yes, yes, yes.
Terrible with money.
Yes.
So, but if we can have at elementary level, maybe from your grade 8, already you are not only doing business study to manage an entity,
mm.
but how to handle
your own money. Mm.
Yeah.
Do you think that our parents must also learn to assist us in as adults financially if they can?
If they can.
Mm. Hypothetically, I'm 24 years old. I'm a male. I am living far away because that's where I got work. So obviously I need a bed. I need what? And I need to buy these things, right? And I don't have that kind of money to just buy a fully furnished house, right? Then eventually I do get into the debt with, HomeCorp or Fernmat or whoever, right? And then also then I become a little bit reckless and go nay, and then now I'm in debt, but I'm suffering, and I go now to you, I come to you as pops or older brother, which I'm in this situation. And for the next 5 years. And right now I can tell you that the only money I remain with is literally just 200 ayorusheno. And maybe 500 ayorefa, and that is 500 for like a week, and then the next week I have to borrow to, so that I can still make it to work, and then when the money comes in, I give back that person's money, then I borrow again. So, how are you gonna help me?
If you got a new job and you have got, and you don't have, you need things that you need to go start with.
Yeah.
As a startup, yes, one can actually assist.
Mm.
If the means is there.
Mm.
But if you become reckless,
mm-hmm.
and then you use me as an insurance,
mm-hmm.
like, no, I'll just ask.
No, it's just this one time. It's this one time when I'm feeling suicidal, ne? And at the end of my rope, because I can't shishi, and it's been going on for like 3 years. I don't even come for holidays anymore because I can't afford it.
To tell the truth,
mm-hmm.
We must be able to know that when we assist someone, we assist them
mm-hmm.
for betterment, not to enable them.
Yes.
At the end of the day,
yes.
Because people become emotional and sad and,
mm-hmm.
and want you to have pity for them,
mm-hmm.
In their situation,
mm-hmm.
but they are not doing anything to change.
Yeah.
It's back to square one.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to sit down with you.
Mm-hmm.
If I need to travel to you, I will travel to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I will need to sit down with you, like, look at all your decisions.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, your life is your life. My life is my life.
Yes.
And I can carry a child, and I can carry an old person, but mm-hmm. I cannot carry someone
who's able-bodied.
Yeah. So you will tell the person, you point out, let the person point out their financial behavior,
yeah.
how what they spend, what they receive, how what they spend it on,
mm-hmm.
and how they go to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Let them point it out. Let them point to you where the problem is, because they know where the problem is.
Yeah.
Let them also provide you a solution, how they're going to get themselves out of that situation. They might have plans of doing way better.
Mm.
Because people know, they don't need our advice.
Mm.
Maybe they want us to speak to someone to speak to.
Yes.
But they know what they need to do. So you ask them, okay, this is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that you're going to do to make sure that you stay
you
stay online with these things? Because you need to make sure that you stay away to Tom and away from Tom and Jerry, because Tom and Jerry go to certain spots.
Yes.
So you stay away from them.
Mm-hmm.
They are good companion, but you know, no matter how good they are, good as companion,
mm-hmm.
they are not good for you, because your objectives are not the same and you are not meeting your objectives by being with them.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to stay away. You need to cut yourself from certain things and from certain products.
Yeah.
I remember there's a taxi driver that told me that, look, I stopped drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Just when I stopped drinking, I'm managing my money better.
Yes.
But when I was gallivanting.
Oh, you never have money.
Exactly.
Mm.
So it must be deliberate. You must point the person point out these things about themselves and hold them accountable.
Yeah.
To that particular objective. Like, look, I'm not going to assist you.
Yeah.
You know how to assist yourself. You know how to get yourself out of this mess.
Mm-hmm.
Do the right thing. You are no longer a child. You have grown now.
Mm.
You need to man up and do the right thing, because you know the roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know the roadmap.
Okay.
So
say now you come to, like, I come to you and I'm like, Biggie, help me. This is the problem. And then I point out, okay, so for starters, right, I must not do this and I must not do that and I must not do this. And then, if you assist me with this one, or even just, I'm not even asking for the whole 70 grand, right? I'm asking, for you to help me pay some off so that it can minimize the amount that is going to be taken off from my pay slip, so that I can remain with a little bit of something. Will you, Omunyota Wende?
Look, Omunyota Wende, but I'll sit down with you and we have to have a contract. Look, one thing some of us, family, we don't get along is because money was given and this person feels that because you are relatives, you shouldn't be asking for your money back. And all of a sudden, okay, your 600 becomes okay, 600 than here.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you need to hold the person accountable. I'm going to assist you, but you need to sign for this money, and this is the agreement. We are family, but at the end of the day, we also need to be responsible. And we are the only one as a people that actually love, we assist each other without holding each other accountable.
Mm.
In the Caucasians, whether you are the son or their mother, they hold you accountable.
Mm.
I remember meeting a few individuals that I have to work for. Says, I need to pay back my parents.
Yeah.
And I remember my father asking the son, hey, why you bring me here? You know?
Yeah.
Because they hold you accountable.
Mm.
And the thing is, with us, we say, oh, it's okay. Lost net.
Mm.
But the person never learned at the end of the day.
Okay, but okay, so if I sign the contract, when am I supposed to pay your money back?
It's stipulated in the contract.
Give me a rough estimate, because there's probably somebody out there that's listening to us tonight and they have no idea what to do.
Depending on the size, because we need to look at what you get, how much you get, and your responsibility, what you need to spend it on.
Yeah.
Your bills, your rental and everything, and how much, and your transport and how much is left over.
Mm.
And how much you need to move about.
Yeah.
And then we look at this is what we, how we're going to break it down.
Mm.
So every month.
So you cannot just give me, ne? Say my brother. Oh, Biggie. Biggie, you can't just give me, brother.
No, just give you like that. No, you will not learn.
But is it really just about learning, or is it also just about assisting? I learned my lesson. I'm in debt. Like, ooh. I'm suffering. Can't you just give me 20 grand? You don't even have to give it to me. Just pay my debtor.
No, you need to learn, because the thing is, if I give you now to tell the truth, next time you get into trouble, or maybe
I won't get into trouble anymore. I learn, Moose. I'm opening a new page. I'm really changing. The reason, I think we should also look at people's characters and then also determine how we are going to go about certain things. Because if I'm your younger sibling and I've never asked you for anything a day in my life and I don't even complain about nothing and every single time you call me, I run because you are biggie, right? You can give me 20 grand, man. Like, to be honest, you can give me 20 grand because I'm 34 years old and I've never been in debt. And for me to come to you right now, is because my mind is playing with me. Now you're putting me in a debt of family. Now every time I walk around you at home, I'm walking on eggshells, Biggs.
The thing is, if I love you that much, you prove to me that you're able to pay back the money. Maybe as a reward, I can give it to you and say, yeah, I can see that you are learning your lesson. So the money that you pay me back, I've been saving it. This is for you. But this is what I want you to do with it. If it's a 20 grand, if it's a 20 grand, it must be a good purpose.
Yeah.
It's for you to start your business or it's for you to start something productive that will assist you.
Yeah.
Because I am your brother and I'm your big brother, but you must understand that one day I'm going to get married and I'm going to have my own family. I need
you to be straight before I go.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to give you when I'm that side.
Exactly. I have kids to raise.
Please, I have my own family, please, guys. So get right now before I leave.
Exactly. And I think that the one thing that we fear as a black people is to say no.
Yeah.
Because we are afraid of hurting people.
Yeah.
How do you say no to your own brother?
Yeah.
But the thing is sometimes I need to say no for you to be able to learn.
Mm.
Or sometimes me saying no is to protect you.
Yeah.
Because I know that you are just going to harm yourself.
Mm. And then sometimes I also don't want you to ruin the relationship with you owing me and running up and down in the house and all of that. Because now you are avoiding me because now you don't want to pay me my 500 monthly.
Exactly.
Mm.
And I need to say no to you, even at expenses, knowing that there will be family member that's going to hate me for saying no to you.
Yeah.
He say no to his own brother.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to say no because we know that things are not going to lead anywhere.
Yeah.
And the thing of the contact is very, very important because most of the time we have friendship that has gone haywire because we had a gentleman agreement.
Yes.
And that gentleman agreement is not honored.
Yes.
So, and I remember someone wanting to fight someone saying, no, it's like manier man. Don't be barge for me or your health.
It's my health, it's a...
Exactly.
Mm.
It was never a problem when you were
being given.
But when you are giving it back, you make it a public announcement.
Mm.
So at the end of the day, we just need to make sure that we sort out our behavior.
Yeah.
So that our behavior does not end up becoming a burden for other people.
For other people, kuran dantu koma pepe.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I hear you.
Your decision is your decision.
Mm. And also your enjoyment is your enjoyment because you are enjoying your money. You didn't even call me, mind you, when you took your 70K.
Exactly.
Mm.
You took at all the other people.
Yeah, except the one that you are coming to plead with now.
You know?
Yeah.
So, wrapping up, I think we need, there's a lot that we need as far as financial discipline is concerned.
Yeah.
But if you are lacking, sit down with the elders, especially those that are doing well financially, that are managing their financial well.
Yeah.
You cannot come to me and ask financial advice from me and how to manage your finance well when I cannot manage my own life.
Yeah.
Go to those ones that you can see they are bringing fruits so that they can be able to guide you down. Let them also hold you accountable.
Yeah.
You know, come back to them and say, look, what you have done, this is the fruits that I'm bearing right now.
Mm.
You know, because if you don't have someone who's being accountable to you, obviously it's easy for you to relapse.
Yeah.
So always go back to them and let them, and for them to be proud of what you have done
Mm-hmm.
And for you to continue also being inspired by them.
Yeah.
Maybe you can have we can actually have hope for our country. And maybe for our generation that we're bringing on earth.
Yeah.
And also be able to leave them something to be able to jumpstart with. But I think also for our generation has been messed up. Let's start with our kids.
Yeah, we are so messed up, but I think that the best thing that we are doing as a generation, right, is we are actually talking about how messed up we are. Like, exactly. I think that's good enough because then we know what not to do with the children. But for us, we are in.
Exactly. So let's make sure that our children has a good relationship.
Yeah.
But we need to teach them and how to multiply their money slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to teach them to be responsible with it as well.
Yeah.
I think when they start working, they'll be able to understand to master the art of money.
Mm-hmm.
We are still struggling a lot.
Yeah.
Up to now. So, but let's start with our kids.
Yeah.
Let the school teach them what they need for their career.
Mm-hmm.
But let's teach them about finance, because when we get a job, we are working for money.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can take care of our family, so that we can build that house and have that car.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that we maintain these things that we acquire.
Yes.
I don't want to be a preacher on your show.
I love it. I love it. Please. I love it. You guys must come and preach, especially on Wednesdays, ne? You guys must come and preach. As you know, I feel very bad when I see this Namibian mental health status. Right? Where men are killing themselves and they're killing themselves and they're killing themselves. They're writing letters. It's financial. I feel very bad because I believe that there are preachers like you that can preach and teach the choir. Yeah. So when you come and preach, my friend, I'm more than happy. Thank you so much.
Okay.
But Biggie, my ass, give me the 20K. Ha!
With a contract.
With a contract. We are the type of in-laws that are going to cry when you get married. Alright, thank you so much.
Alright, thank you.
Ciao. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about men's mental health. We're exhausting the topic, but we are taking it from a different perspective. Are our people supposed to be assisted financially? We are in debt. Guys, the young people, we are in debt. Now, part of the pointers that I've picked up within our conversations this evening was the fact that it is behavioral, right? It is our behavior. It's our behavior. What we don't practice is discipline within the things that we need to be disciplined in. For example, like financial literacy, financial understanding. We need to understand how to budget our money. We need to understand where our money goes. We need to understand how to live within our means. Now, living within our means, when we have a company that is living within their means and we don't understand their means because they are them and they are they, we tend to one-up ourselves, uppercut ourselves, and try and fit into the shoes of other people. Now, the problem with this one is that we can't fit into other people's shoes because, unfortunately, we don't know their background. So, we don't know where they are coming from. And also, this is now for the young people this is now for our youth that is starting to work and they are so in debt and there are so many problems. Okay. Part of the things that I've also noticed amongst our youth, right? Our youth, they are taking on jo davari. Avari, they don't want to really take this one up, right? Avari, they don't want to talk about it. Avari, ne, they want to sit under here and pretend like they don't have Orunyara to play in it. And I can hear somebody says, my dear, somebody saying, preach, my dear, preach. Because Avari are pressuring, especially these people that just started working, They are pressuring them into giving them money. They are pressuring them into buying them things because they want to live up to a standard, Moss. The standard of my child is working. So I want what because my child is working. And I want this because my child is working. I want to do this because my child is a doctor now. I want to do this because my child is a pilot. I want to do this because my child sells kapana now. I want to do this because my child is in Windhoek hustling. I want to do this. Now you must be sending money all the time. And I think that, especially with parents, there's no sense of breather. So I have an employee of mine, ne? I almost said her name, but for discretion's sake, I'll not say her name. I have an employee of mine, and, the first couple of months, she recently started in February. Now I have this rule, right? I have this rule of do not touch your tips. Don't touch your tips whatsoever. I'm not keeping them for myself. I'm buying you a tin and you put all your tips inside there so that your tips substitute your salary. So that month end, the money that goes onto your account, right, is a chunk of money instead of a small dosage. Because, you know, instead of only the salary. So now, Mugel was not really paying attention to that one. She was not doing that one. It's most probably because she found the older employees there, and the older employees are better because their salary scale is not the same as the one that's just coming in. So they are living their lives. So if they want to eat up their tips, they can eat up their tips. If they want an advance, they can have an advance. They are basically living it up there at being senior. Yeah? And the younger ones, the juniors, I always tell them that, guys, in order for you guys, right, to become financially comfortable, you have to come to a point where you have enough to be financially comfortable. Having enough to be financially comfortable is sitting with a chunk month end to distribute amongst all your responsibilities and make sure that there is still enough for you to look like a person afterwards. I'm talking about this a day before month end because I know that there's somebody that's just timing 12 o'clock. They don't even really listen to my show, but tonight they are listening because they need to stay awake because they are waiting for 12 o'clock so that they can move their money before who goes and gets it or locks it or whatever. I know we are in a financial crisis. So, she was not really paying attention, but also she was on the role of an ask, you know, ma'am, can I please have a $50? I'll pay it back. Ma'am, can I? Then I told her that, listen, if you are going to be financially free at some point, you have to listen to what I'm saying. And then also secondly, let's go through your finances. Yes. So there's a whole household, right? That has to be maintained by this same salary here. And I'm asking, why? So there's the household in the north where all of a sudden, right, ever since she got a job, she is now officially the breadwinner. She must send a 1.2 or something to the north. And my question is, why? And who else is they? And how were they surviving before your finances came about? Were they dead? Yeah, were they hearing what was happening? And I said that in order for you to first become a someone, ne, and not just stay at the same level, right? You have to minimize this household because now you are spending in two households. You're spending in your own household that you are here renting, and then you are spending in that household also. And basically this leaves you with absolutely nothing. So now it's the matter of the black child having a conversation with the black parents. Kucha, guys, I'm not going to be sending you guys money every single month. No. I'm not going to become the breadwinner in that house. I'm going to be contributing. Yes, I'm going to be contributing as my duty, but I'm not going to be contributing to that extent. Especially in households, right, where you are not the only person that is supposed to be responsible for that household. Because you have two senior people that have finances. They have finances. It's called a pension. They have finances for their house. And then there are other young people inside the house that are also working in one way or another. So I think that part of our problems as as black people and as Africans, as Namibians, as us, right? Our problem is that we assume that we must carry the world on our shoulders. And it's not the case. You can't carry the world on your shoulders. First of all, you have to make sure that you are equipped to carry the world on your shoulders. Because it doesn't help. You're going to carry the world on your shoulder and then this world is going to crush you and then you're going to die. Right? Because you're being crushed by the world and then you die and then kunashiwe taposhiriai. So can we also talk about Avari's pressure? Our varies are putting so much pressure on us, the young people, because anua oturime pipi. You understand? We are really off the stage, right? But do we understand the expenses of Windhoek or any town that's not the village? Do we understand that kind of expense? Because if I had to leave the village every single day going to Eagle FM on Dangwa, right? It would cost me $200. It would cost me $200 to go to work and come back to the village to Eagle FM. It would cost me $200, right? That's per day. So at which point, even they don't go to town every day because they understand that it's expensive. It's not like they don't want to go to town every day. But at what point do we also realize that we are not living in the same geographical place where we can say that the expenses that we might have here is not the same expenses that this person is having on the other side. And they are having more expenses than we think. So that question of, I think that one is the one that really throws a person off. Especially if you're already struggling, ne? Kuvitena wanare, ne? And somebody says, kusha, anu amlongere shika, anu amlongere mamanya, eh? Imarwa yipenyanu, eh? Ke thimbo tuindirwa kunashara. Bro, eh? You are paying back student loans. You're not even paying back student loans. Let's not even go to that one. Eh? You are just, You are maintaining yourself. You are also trying to be a person. Trying to be a person is important. It's as important as the person that is trying to be something that they are not. It is important. It is important to own a bed. It is important to have appropriate clothes that you are going outside with. And I'm not talking about show off things. I'm just talking about appropriate clothing, guys. Just normal appropriate clothing. It is important to have a haircut. It's important to have your hair done. Not every day or shiri ongwenga bipanda or mambakumbaku every single day, because apparently every single penny that you're working for must just go into something important. When do we start to live? I think that Avari must remember that they are Avari. And I think that children must remember that you do have a responsibility to your family. You do. You do have a responsibility to your family and you can assist them as far as you can, but it is not your whole entire life. That's not it. And I think that one of the things that we also should look at is understanding the type of people that we are dealing with. I think that many a times we forget what type of people we are dealing with. And when they do the things that they are doing to us, we get defensive and we get offended and we feel bad. And we, oh my God, I just can't believe my mother done said that. I can't believe that my aunt is saying this to me. I can't believe it. Otodhimbwane unake that this person is like this. Yes, the conversation around a high value man and a high value woman, right? It is one that is about money, because it, like the previous caller said, right? Money allows you, ne, to buy things, and it also allows you to have a sense of a safety net. Right? It allows you into doors that you wouldn't otherwise go. We get it. Right? I just want us to also acknowledge the fact that there are certain people that we must understand their personalities. We must understand their personalities. Ano otoka ya mo di langini na anti wewo bochochwano. Why? Otoka ya mo di na anti wewo bochochwano. You know that this auntie of yours, Bochocho,
tsotsi topi. Heno, heno. Ipolifila nongenge topi. Eh, you know that Anti-DRS is a botch. And then you, you want to go into a deal with Anti-DRS. Why? Why are you doing that? Why? And in it, like, why? Now, you want to become sensitive, right? Just because you work, you want to become sensitive to people when they still insult you the same way they used to insult you because you have a little bit of money. The people are like that. Hmm? Now you guys go and invest. I think that part of our problems as black people is that we don't know. To be honest, we don't know what to invest in. To be honest. Like, if you asked me right now, okay, invest. Oshiriai, I would have to sit down first. I would have to sit down and really honestly first study, first calculate, first do research first. That is the first thing I will do. But even as a matriarch sitting here, I can honestly tell you right now that when you say invest to me, I'm like, hey, give money away. Give money away. And if I'm thinking like that and I'm the matriarch, eh? How many of us are also thinking like that? How many of us are sitting with money that we could have invested into something? We could have invested it into something and we didn't because we thought it was dodgy because we don't understand it. And then we ended up using the money until the money finished anyways. It's like, you don't want to throw your money in the water, but you throw it in the water this side. But the only difference is that this side, it's a well. So you don't really hear the money falling or see the money falling instantly. But over here, it's a puddle. And here you can see the money scattered all over the water. At least in the puddle, you can still grab it. In a well, brur. In a well, that means it's gone. I think that we should have the conversation around investment. I think that we should sit down and talk about the things that are really worth investing into in this our Namibia that we are living in. Because I think many of us, we don't understand that. And then there are people that are bad luck enough, ne, to really find the money and to really invest into something. And then just when they're about to get their profits back, right, the government seized Amshelelo's money. Oh!
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian,
passionately feeding the nation. Namib Mills,
feeding the nation. Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace,
I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi tayo loka. Okone ushendife nawa nukumona oija mwili nawa. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile kumderewa. Nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM. The eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi tayo loka. Okone ushendife nawa nukumona oija mwili nawa. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM. The eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today, we are talking about a mindset. We are basically talking about our mindset. We're talking about how we think and how we perceive things. Now, I was channeling the conversation around maybe how our parents see us when we start working, and maybe how we see ourselves when we start working, and when we see ourselves, how we see ourselves when we're not working, and how we see ourselves in society. And basically, the conversation was around, you know, the pandemic that we are facing as a country. We are most facing the pandemic of our working class men, or not our working class men, but our able men. Yeah? Our able men is most now from 25 to 55. We call 25 to 55. Those are the able guys. We check you guys. It's very able. When I say kuchai tukana nandarate chelekan. When I say let's go and kill the cow, you guys can. When I say like let's make money, you guys can. You guys are part of that group. So now I feel like there is a very big concern around this age group. These particular age groups, as when it comes to to not handling situations properly. And also not viewing their situations in a positive light, or seeing a silver lining at the end of this tunnel. I feel like it's so tunnel visioned, and it's so we are so doomed in a sense of not seeing that we are capable and able of getting out of a situation. You know, you understand? So this saying means that, I'm still useful, right? I'm still useful even in death. Not in death, guys. Don't take it like that, but you are still useful. And in this usefulness, I think that many of us think that when our problems come and our lifestyle changes and our day-to-day dealings changes because of a situation in which we're in, sometimes you get sick, right? Sometimes you get sick and it's maybe a disease that you don't understand. And you think that this is the end of the road for you, and there's nothing that can be done anymore, and you are thinking of just ending your life, you know? And mostly in these situations, if we did a little bit of research, we would understand that there are people that are living with whatever we are having. And then sometimes something bad happens, like your partner decides to cheat on you, and all 10 of the kids there, none of them are biologically yours after the paternity, and you realize that this person has been cheating for 15 years plus, and now she wants to run off with her lover, and you think that the only solution here is murder, suicide, or suicide, right? And we never think that, you know what, I will most probably heal for a year, and then one day I'll be walking home, you know, to my empty house, because now the woman is gone with the kids, right? I'll be walking home, and then I will run into this beautiful woman that will make me laugh, and then I'll laugh again, and then I'll love again, and then I will be okay. We never think that far. We never think of the end of the story. We always think of ending the story before we reach the final chapters. And I believe that this is a mindset thing. We don't think that, okay, this person wants a divorce, and this person is most probably going to leave with everything, right? And the Amarok motion, what is going, and the AMG is going, and the what is going, and I'm never like everything is going. You never think that you were born with nothing. Literally, you're born with nothing, and you obtained everything. Everything that you have right now, you obtained it. Literally, the clothes that you're wearing, you obtained it. The phone that you are using to listen to me on the app today, you obtained it. The radio that you're using to listen to me today, you obtained it. Everything was obtained. You never ever think that you can obtain again. You understand? As long as you have your mind, you are still good. Like, as long as you're still here. Ne? As long as you are here on earth, you are still good. Many of us don't think about that. We don't think of our situations in that light. We don't think of it like I in makeng na shayiningi, and we somewhere somehow there will be a silver lining. We don't think that if we failed a couple of modules, or even the whole entire year, you failed it. You don't think that, oh my goodness, you know what? I can just go back next year and I can try again. We always think that, no, this is the end of the world for me. What will my parents say? What will my what say? And that is for me the most tunnel visioned thing that I've seen in all of us. And I'm saying all of us, you know, because I've been in a situation also where suicidal ideation was a thing, you know, where I would walk past a place and I'd be like, oh, that's, it looks like it's a nice place to, you know, and it's not something that I'm proud of, but I would rather talk about it and tell you that it does get better. It does get better because here I am. Here I am, alive and kicking, on the radio. Kanti, my opportunities were going to come in the future. Kanti, for me, my 20s was more about picking myself up, right? And then my 30s is obtaining the fruit of my labor. Literally, we don't know when our breakthrough is going to come. We don't know when it is a blessing in disguise that a door is shut. We don't know what the future holds. And with us not knowing what the future holds, I think it is imperative for us to not visualize a future that we are not into yet. How about we just work towards it? We work towards it and we redirect ourselves in order for us to get to the future that we wanted to get to, and then maybe obtain the fruit of the labor that we have put in, right? And some people look at their lives and say, they look at their lives and say that, oh no, other kids are driving and other kids are doing what? And, oh, if I was not playing with my life, I could have been far. If I was not doing this, I could have been far. If I was not sick, you know, I could have been finished with the school of medicine and be a doctor like other kids. But now here I am and I'm stuck and other kids are what? And that other kids thing, ne? Guys, we can't compare ourselves to others. Because we don't know their challenges. We never will.
Young Namibians who have recently turned 18 years old, the time has come for you to take your first step in exercising your constitutional right of voting. Register as a voter during the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. Uphold your civic duty. Get involved. Step up for your right and register to vote.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
Yes. So ladies and gentlemen, we don't know the end of the story and we are always trying to put ourselves into a position where we can apparently determine where the story is going and how it's going to go. And we just can't do that. We need to create mindsets, né? We need to somewhere somehow change the way we think and change the way we behave so that we are more resilient when it comes to the challenges of life, because life always has challenges. As long as you're here, my darling, as long as you're here, you are always going to be challenged. There will be a challenge in one way or another. Some people get big challenges and some people get small challenges, but it is a switch up, because the time that this person is having a big challenge, you're having a small challenge, and then you're going to have a big challenge and they're going to have a small challenge, but challenges are there nonetheless. And then there is a time where you get to the point where nothing bothers you anymore because you are just sitting and you are chilling. Everybody gets to that point. Do you know that? Every single person gets to the point where, yeah, ne, I've lived many years and I'm over it now. I'm just chilling and I'm just enjoying the rest of my life. We will get there. We will get there where nothing really matters. There are certain things, right? That we must ask ourselves, Kucha, in the next 5 years, will this thing that I'm so worried about today, will it still matter? This conversation that I want to have, will it matter in 2 years? Will it matter in 6 months? This confrontation that I want to bring to the table, will it matter? There are so many things that don't matter. There are so many things that are heartbreaking that we can actually get over. And it's not because it's going to be a walk in the park. It's not going to be an easy thing. It's not going to be easy to accept. There's an example that our previous caller gave, and he said a good job. There are places, Nem, that there are employers, right, that have good they have good environments, you understand? And those kinds of jobs also come with good money. So now if you lose a job like that, you are most likely supposed to be devastated. You're supposed to be devastated because this, the income and the environment and the status that came with it, right? Was something you understand? But I can honestly say that you would be surprised at what tomorrow holds. You'd be surprised to know what is actually in the future. There's a reason that many of us don't know the future and we don't know the day that we are going to die. Because if we knew that, I think that many of us would live better and we would do better. There's this documentary, that I was watching because, you know, I like to broaden my mind. So I've been watching end of life, documentaries. So basically it was talking about these hospice nurses and they basically take care of people that are at the end of their lives. So it's chronically ill people and also senior people. So they have a house and everybody has a room and they say that the lady says that she has never ever heard anybody on their deathbed saying that, oh, they regret not obtaining the degree in what. They regret that other job that they lost. They regret. The only thing that most people say at the end of their lives is that they regret not having fun. They regret not having fun. They regret not having a specific outlook on life. They regret not living in that moment and experiencing it truly. There are so many experiences that we as people jump over because it's either uncomfortable or we are busy or we don't want to think about it or we're trying by all means to just box it. You understand? And some experiences repeat themselves in our lives because we have not learned the karmic lesson. There are some people that are born with karmic lessons, karmic lovers. There's so much that goes into a human being. And that is why I feel that we must respect human life. We must respect all life. I believe that there's so much that goes into it. It's not just you are born and you are here. Everything matters. Everything about you matters. The day that you are born matters. The time that you are born matters. The place that you were born matters. The air that you are breathing matters. Everything is a part of you. Everything. The house that you grow up in matters. The people that are around you matters. Every single thing in your life basically matters. And many of us don't go through life learning. We don't learn from our mistakes. We don't learn from the trials and tribulations. 90% of us are just happy when the trials and tribulations are over, but we don't learn anything. And that is why there are certain problems that reoccur. If you are in debt and Biggie comes and bails you out, gives you a contract, and you sign this contract and Biggie bails you out, big time, bailed you out, right? The lesson there was supposed to be what? I need to discipline myself. I need to live within my means. I need to understand and honor the contract. I need to. These are things that you must now make a lifestyle change so that you can honor this relationship that you have with Biggie and also praise your stars, you know, for giving you a person that can actually sit you down and we discuss where exactly you are going wrong. But many are given this opportunity. Mara, what they do to other people, right, is they turn around and they spit in their face. You cannot tell me that 20,000 akanje. You cannot tell me that, yeah, pay for Kenneth Walanduranjara or 20,000 Arene and Wapanje. If, like, the disrespect that many of us have towards good people is the same thing that makes people, right, cold towards us. Because you, Vele, you want to buy a car and you want to buy the most expensive car that is going to be taking a chunk. And you don't feel that chunk, right? Because you take out a whole entire loan. You don't even take out a car, whatever. You take out a whole entire loan to buy the car and then there's money over. That money that is over is the money that is supposed to be substituting you for a little while. Eh? That because you're still paying it back anyways. But we don't think like that. We all blow it. You blow it. There is a show called I Blew It. There are people that blew money. Them better NVA. They in South Africa, NVA is paying real money. Eh, kaching 11 million. Kaching 2 million. Kaching 5 million. You are thinking, if I get a million today, what am I going to do with $1 million? Truth is, 90% of you guys won't do anything with that $1 million. It will go back to where it came from, oblivion. Because we don't respect money like that. We follow the wrong people. We follow the wrong people and we are mesmerized by the wrong people. We don't want to idolize, or we don't want to have role models that are ordinary people. We don't want that. We want people that have large followings, people that you don't understand where the money comes from. Those are the people that we want to look up to. There's this criminal that is very, very influential. And this guy is basically, he's a Namibian. And basically he's living in South Africa or something. Or, yeah, he lives in South Africa or something, but he's a criminal. He's like one of those, you know, talk with your mouth kind of fast. And this guy's whole Instagram is filled with the latest kicks, the latest. He's buying a Rolex. He's buying a what? He's buying a what? He's buying a what? He's living the lavish lifestyle. And the followers are eating this up. But there's nothing inside you that asks yourself, Kucha, why am I not looking for Upa Indongo's page so that this person can be my role model? Why am I not looking for John Wa's page so that this person can be my role model? So I can just be, you know, working out and living a normal lifestyle. And we don't want that. We want the guy that doesn't really have legitimate money. That's the guy that we want to be following. The guy that's a thief. So now you find yourself, ne? You find yourself counting stacks of money on Instagram. Kucha shimariwa kapandi, turongo shimariwa nkero, shimariwa mariwa, mariwa. Eh? You find yourself living that kind of lifestyle on the gram. But you are eating nothing tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, We need to decolonize ourselves. And this is a global phenomenon because you black men are exactly the same as the black man in South Africa. You're exactly the same as the black man in Nigeria. You're exactly the same as the black man in South America. You're exactly the same as the black man in Asia. You are exactly the same. So there is like a genetic disease that you guys are having there called flaunted. Flaunt it, ne? Flaunt it, iarongo, shashino. People that flaunt usually don't have. And that's how you know that there's real money. If you want to know if there's real money or not, ne? Go into the bank. Sit in the bank. Right? I don't know. Whenever you go to the bank, because maybe they might chase you out because if you are sitting there for too long, you can sit there for 20 minutes. The people that are being called to the office, they are the ones with money. The people that are being called to the office are the ones that are going to the office, right? They don't look like you. Because you have a t-shirt that costs 1,500. The person that has money, ne, buys their t-shirt in Pick and Pay because it's 100% cotton. Eh? You that doesn't have money, you are wearing a Jordan. Eh? The person that doesn't have, that really has the money, ne, to buy Jordans, they really have it because you are still paying yours off or whatever. They are wearing normal sandals. And even if it is expensive, because I saw you guys comment about expensive things, right? Even if it is expensive on a person that has real money, right? You can believe that it is not flashy. They are wearing a leather sandal. Right? A leather sandal that looks like an ordinary shoe. It is not blingy. It's not what. It's not what. It's not aesthetic. Right? And it might be 1.5, but this person is wearing that shoe for the last 10 years. Because, you know, quality over quantity. But you guys, I don't know what's up with you guys, but I think that our problem today is our mindset. I think that our parents must remember that we are still their children, even if we are apparently adults and we are running the show by ourselves. Parents, please remember to give your kids. If you have a $300 and you have your son that is living in the coast and he's working there, give your son 300. Give him. Because even if you think that, oh, Mara, te irongi tashike, trust me, we are struggling. Please give us. We will not ask you guys because we are having with now the pride and the ego thing. Even if I decline, I'm telling you, it goes a long way. Maybe, just maybe, we can also open the avenue of adult children being able to converse with their senior parents. Maybe we can open that avenue and maybe our family members will start also looking at us like human beings, because the same way that you are not having kazi, it's the same way I'm also not having. I know morashikenga enga ndina kuka andina marangwe nangwe kuna. And you are also just a living person. Marangwe orongo ko igela mos. Shandirongo ko igela, does that mean that I have money all the time? No, it doesn't. And I think that if we can curb that, if we can look at that and see that somewhere, somehow, right, we are lacking. Maybe, just maybe, that's the first step to changing. That is the first step to changing our mindsets. Maybe our parents must also ask us, hey, are you in debt, my child? So that the person can tell you, yes, I'm in debt. I did this and I did this and I did this. Oh, even if you can't assist, wouldn't it be nice to talk to somebody that understands what you are going through? Because even if your mother is not working and they don't have much, right? A parent that knows. I'm saying this from the perspective of parents, because parents are losing their sons. And I can guarantee you, ne, that it is money, man. I can guarantee you, kucha, imari wa no ngunga. To be honest, it's debt. And the boy child is just tired of living in debt because ya hupupo nasha, to be honest. If your son can come to a point of telling you, kucha, ngae, ya yandi nasha, man. You know, like, oshiri ondiri mo ngunga naine, and I don't even know how I'm surviving. As omvari, do you know that your mom, right? Or your dad that is there in the village that knows that kushimba hono to munere kwi huna hono. I'm telling you, your parents will make a way. Kucha, aena tutumenyo rata dirimbari dhusira. Aena tutumenyo mboga. Aena tuningenyo makunde. Pamotaka ningoshi gari. You know? So that at least with food, ne, you can survive. Shashweshish. Beife, people are not even sending you usira. People are not sending you anything because they think that you are a millionaire there where you are living, wherever you are living. You know? And they think that you have it good because you don't say anything. But they also don't ask. So can we open the table for asking? Can we open the table for telling? And also, can we also know our people? If you know kuchayo your parent is like this, ne? Then tell a reliable somebody. Tell someone. And it's not really, I know that there's this thing of, hey, I tell you and then what? What will you do? I won't do anything, but I will keep you in my thoughts so that the day that I have $200 extra, ondisho kukutumina. Ondisho kukutumina shashino, ondisho situation ayoe. The day that I'm having 10 pieces of Kentucky, ondisho kukupadhirin tano. Eh? The day that I'm having $100 and I'm buying electricity for my house, I can say kucha tumina njomita namba yo endi kuturireko or usheno. You understand? Then we can assist one another. It is not just about handouts, right? It is more about coming through for the people that we claim we love also. And the people that we love, ne, they must also be able to talk. I find I'm on the side of they are crying for their children. They are children that just left without a sign, that just went without a sign. And also, I know of children or the boy child. Basically, I'll say children because to avari, they are our children if they are big, even if they are big. I know of, My one of my childhood friends' younger brothers committed suicide last year, and his suicide note was so heartfelt. And one of the sympathies that I have, is that his mom is not coping. His mom is not coping and she's not coping with the child's death, you know. And she keeps saying, Okana, you know, she just like Okana. And I know, I've seen the pain of mothers that children have committed suicide. I've seen it. And I can tell you, Ned, that it is not a pain that you want to wish onto anybody. You know, I sat with her. The minute she saw me coming, she started crying because she knew why I was coming. I was coming to give my condolences and to see her. You know, when I walked into her place, right? She started crying and she's like, we spent 20 minutes, ne, in silence, and I allowed her to weep because I understand. Because every single day you relive it. You become, there's this thing that you live with, you become quiet, you become a shell of who you used to be. Because somewhere in your mind, you blame yourself for not seeing that the person is not okay. But in all honesty, the person was okay, man. The person was fine. Or they were so good at pretending that they are fine that they fooled you too. You know? And that is what she lives with. And there's also that guilt of not being able to save your child. So she has become a shell of who she used to be. And it's sad. It really is sad. So I'm speaking to you guys that are going through the motions, man. There is nothing new under the sun, my friend. Nothing. There's nothing new under the sun. If you want to figure out your issue,
my dear, type your problem on Google. Type your problem on YouTube. Type your problem anywhere. And I promise you it will show up. Not unless you're not typing it correctly. But it will always show up. Meaning that there is a million other people that are going through what you're going through. And I'm not invalidating your emotions and your experiences. I'm saying that can we learn, right, to change? Can we learn to look at things in a light of, I just have to get over it one day. I'll have to step out of this. I will have to find joy one day or another. Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe not the day after. But I will. There's this guy. His name is Joseph. And he's currently living in the Netherlands. And I think I shared his story with you. He is doing assisted suicide, right? So in Netherlands, they have a system where if you don't want to be here anymore and because of your mental health issues and all of that, there are ways that, the state assists you in ending it. And I know that I think it sounds very cruel because it's not something that we are accustomed to, but it's so much better than your family coming to find you like that and traumatizing people's kids and all of that. So there's this guy, Joseph. So he has been doing the Last Supper. He has been having, Last Suppers with people around the world. Hello.
Yes, Mitiak, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing, Pops?
I'm doing fine, but your radio here in Gatima is not taking us.
Nah. I'll talk to the technicians, man.
3 to 4 months.
I'll talk to the technicians again.
I think the technicians is just maybe we got another new radio.
No. Radio. No. We're still here.
No, because here, there is a new radio again here.
At the frequency, at our frequency.
Yeah, new frequency closer to ours here.
Mm-hmm.
Which is after the river, which is almost 100, maybe we can say a kilo.
Mm-hmm.
A kilo one radio again is already existing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to NBC. So since that radio introduced,
mm-hmm.
And then the area of NTN.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this area which they put on top of the tanks of water and all those stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, radio FM, Eagle FM is not that catchable.
Uh-huh.
You know, whenever you catch on Instagram.
Mm, on Facebook.
It's like repeating. Yeah, it's like repeating program.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not live like I'm talking to you now.
Oh.
No, we are trying harder, because sometimes you, like now when I'm speaking to you,
mm-hmm.
It's just because it's a radio, I'm used to and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Since it was formed, I was in Ovamboland.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm here, that is a good radio, I understood very well.
Mm-hmm.
I used to listen to it 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, during the day and during the night, sometimes when I'm in bed, and then I just listen to whatever is there, because sometimes it speaks the mm-hmm. reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was listening to the reality of the gifts of boyfriend and girlfriend or married people in Ovamboland now.
Mm.
Yeah, a long time.
Mm.
Now there is a topic now.
Mm.
They are discussing now. I check. Let me check in at what is going on the other side.
We're talking about suicide, and we're also talking about our mindsets.
Yeah, this mindset is not that maybe it's new.
Mm.
And even the people who are talking about it, it's just only because their mouth is full of food.
Mm.
Yeah, you will find that the problems in Namibia became food of people now.
Mm.
Because you will find that the wealthy is taken over the understanding of man.
Yeah.
Since independence, we were growing with that trauma, most of us, until today, of choosing people who cannot mind on people's face. One of the people who was like that is our late president. Yeah, Dingob. The time he was a prime minister. You know, it took a long time on the prime minister's question time directing the answer, the questions which are directed to problem people are facing, to the advantage of saying I'm working there as a controller because I'm the ruling party. At the end, we've grown up in that sphere, being hurting, until we changed even the areas where to stay. Now the confusion of the people who are hurt too much, they are almost getting, dwelling, dying. So the repetency of the rejection of reality, it is continuously until they are talking about it, but they are the cause. Even when you talk about the president of today, where was she the whole country, 36 years or 35 years? She tells the public that she don't know that. It is almost bothering nobody who is not sharing. If you know that the government is the source of a job whereby no one should get retired or fired accidentally, only whenever the time of you to go and get loose money of the last time of your own strength is when you lose. Do you expect that people whom he is talking to say create a job, they can create a job while seeing others are getting money for free? And it took us a long time. From independence, we are just dancing on that stupid tune. But whenever you complain, it's like you are provoking the situation of the people who are advantaged to make yourself a fool. And they will be talking to you like they don't care until they reject you for your own reasons you were having until you are useless. Now, whenever you become useless to your mindset, it's obvious you will kill yourself. That is what is bothering the Namibian. The Namibian people who are talking realities of things, they are taken for granted. The people who are useless and not even that normal on the face, they are the one whom they take. You can take it to councillors, you can take it to governors. Even in the way they appoint, they don't appoint people on merit of qualifications, on the merit of trust, or just belief, saying, I believe. You hear that I believe started from before independence. When we came, it's I believe. What do you believe if you cannot do the thing? You believe from who?
Yeah.
Even your baby, you make your own kid. Your kid will be disciplined by the law, not about you who created that person. How do you understand the word of saying you will be cursed by insulting the elder? Because they didn't discipline you themselves who created you. Now, do you think the neighbor can create your a kid of somebody to become a normal person if you, the parent, you were not there? It is a confusing government whereby I don't understand. We are closer to get the retiring pension, the one they say, by ourselves doing on our own since we came from outside. But I saw it that you cannot change somebody idea if he was meant to be naturally being a fool. It is just only advantage of you if you get in that system and then you are cornered to succeed in it. But always it will be under vulnerable, vulnerability.
Hmm.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's what I saw. Hmm. Even if they complain, I don't know why the president complained now.
Hmm.
We have realized that one after 3 years of ruling.
Hmm.
A kid, there in Northumberland, where I stayed 28 years, it happened a lot of times and we used to get angry. Even, you know, even the food.
Mm-hmm.
People, whenever they are poverty, they can even poison a kid to look for the food which are coming from the people who are feeding sheep of the death so that they can sustain. It used to happen. It happened even to Kwaruzi. I used to complain that time it was this little Abraham and the one, Ruben Tyson, Athena Mfungu, and then the one who is the minister of what now, I don't know who was for Nika, that one. That guy. We almost fight that on Lukuta school there. For the death of the other guy, the other kid. When I said, I have to speak this one on the radio. The thing which the people are speaking today, it is not that we are new to it. We are tired of it. Even when the Americans, they are saying, Boko Haram, it will come. Mm-hmm. It is inside Boko Haram, it's there. Because of that, suicidal. Suicidal is the action of saying, too bitter of ignorance. You see that? So the things are happening, but the people, they are just talking. Unemployment, which is in this country, it was not even supposed to be there, but because we said the comradeship and then the people who were there disadvantaged, the people who transferred themselves from the area to the other people's area because those ones, they were good, the other ones, they were not. Now look at this region which you were saying it was very educated before independence. Today is a useless, last region. I came back here after 28 years to see. I came last year. This year is second year. I just only come to the prison. The woman I used to be having there, here he got 5 kids after I left her there. Because of what? It's just because it's no longer the one we know. It's now the life of forgery. You fake me today, I will fake your understanding tomorrow, I will fake the other one. I will see fake it, I fake it, I see poro poro, I see. I see dureva.
Sure.
And yalu singa nalo hopa. Nandoku ringa, aturi nyeninga okuteke. We are leaning on the principle of saying Swapo changed the structure of white to black. Not that a black person has impressed himself, but behind them, again, them, they were hating things because it was in them. Now, us, we have to be taking from resources to pay them to program our things when it becomes nice. Otherwise, if it's us blacks to start the issue, we fail. Creative industry is a copying of technology. Copying of technology, we started ourselves, we started Ungomba, that side of the north. Now today is when they are going to come with it saying, we want creativity, we want creativity. They don't want creativity if they cannot plan for it. They planned for vocationals, but they give the vocationals no job, and they look for themselves. How can you teach somebody you lost the money and then you tell him to go and look for work if you cannot teach your inside worker? It's a lot of problems in this country. We've grown up in it, and now even our children are hating us, saying, you are poor, but you fought for this country. But it's just because of saying war is different. War is to get on there. When you get on there, you will find that people who make too much noise are the one who need to be on front. But the people who are creative to shape up what is needed, they are just out because of finance. Mm. Now we continued for 35 years. Mm. Again, now we are talking. Wherever meeting you go, you are surprised by hanging somebody who killed himself. What? Mm. When you are old due to 80-something years, it's when you get surprised. But when you were young, you were not surprised. Or when you become a president, if you are not called to be a party minister or somewhere, somehow, you were complaining you want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
They don't feel that pain of the people of the country. They don't feel it.
Mm.
They take advantage of the people because whenever they hear the voice, they keep quiet. Are we together?
I hear you. Thank you so much. We'll have to dive
thank
into...
Thank you very much, Nathalie. Thank you very much. But please, put everything...
I'll put pressure. I'll put pressure there.
I like your radio. I'm here at home this years. Even though I'm still having 6 years to go to retire, but I wanted to do something in this region. But I found that corruption, which is here, it doesn't have an office.
Hmm.
It's a lot of things which is happening in this region whereby we were supposed to revoke the thing to go after the situation of before. But now it's like we are no longer even feeling interest because our children are already bothered in their hell, in their mind. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll call you a time when I got money.
Okay. You get money tomorrow, so you can call tomorrow.
I'm not earning any salary myself. I'm still like that.
Okay.
Even this special grant, I never applied for it. Even that one for Swapo, we advocated for it.
Mm.
But I never even wanted that one because when we fought for this country, it was voluntary.
Mm.
Even when we are still today standing to talk like this, still voluntary.
Yeah.
Knowing that nobody stays on earth permanently.
Mm.
We are just here for a short time because the way where we are going, we don't know actually. It's just only because we used to plan for almost maybe for two to three years, not beyond that.
Yeah.
If you plan beyond that, it's like you are a robber now.
Mm.
Because you climbed on other people whom you never get best.
I hear you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good night. Have a blessed night.
All right. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the nation is crying, but we're talking about it. But let's talk about change the way you think about stress. Ladies and gentlemen, Eagle FM does not take ownership of any of the clips that we play here. These are just for illustration
purposes.
It's time
to change the conversation about stress. For too long, we've been told to manage it, and I'm not that thrilled with how that's working out for any of us with our health and our quality of life. So instead, I want to learn what leads an individual to make stress hormones in the first place and then help them to make fewer of them. When it comes to health, I look at everything through three lenses: nutrition, biochemistry, and emotions. Relentless stress hormone production disrupts the function of so much inside us. From nutrient absorption and digestion to sleep quality, sex hormone balance, immunity and thyroid function. Energy and resilience are also often impacted, as is our self-talk and the way we speak to everyone around us. So the ripple of stress is significant. It's very important to acknowledge that there is very real and genuine stress going on in the world and in people's lives right now. But there's also a huge amount of stress we create for ourselves because of how we think. And that's the part I'm interested in because that's the part we can change. We think that stress comes from everything outside of us, from that person or that situation. But what we've lost sight of is that it's actually our response to that person or that situation that makes something stressful or not. So think about a pile of dirty dishes in the kitchen. Some days you simply walk past the dishes and you think, oh, I just hope an angel will turn up and sort them out for me. But then other days when you see a pile of dirty dishes, you think, my entire life is falling apart. So the dishes are the same, but our response to them from day to day can be vastly different. To understand why we do this, we need the perspective of human evolution. Our world has radically and rapidly changed across the last 75 years, a time I refer to as the commercial era. We've seen the introduction of colour televisions, pesticides, fast food chains, credit cards, the internet, mobile phones and social media, alongside a burgeoning theme of I want it all and I want it now. But let's ponder the past 75 years in the context of the enormous expanse of time humans have been on the planet. Consider a 14-hour flight from Sydney to LA, and let's have this flight time represent the 150,000 years our species has been here. This means that the last 75 years would represent a mere 25 seconds of the trip, shorter than the air steward's arrival announcement. And in this tiny amount of time, so much has changed, including our pattern of stress hormone production. Up until the very recent past, we've made adrenaline in a burst in response to a physical threat to our life. And not enough time has yet passed in our evolution for our body to comprehend that adrenaline production can be driven by other factors now. In modern times, we make adrenaline anytime we consume caffeine. Yeah, I know, sorry, not ideal. We make it when we perceive pressure or urgency. Sure, some things are urgent. If you get a phone call from school that your child's been injured, that's urgent. But what most of us do is we make what we get to do each day full of urgency. And we also make adrenaline when we consciously or unconsciously perceive that others disapprove of us. A colleague from work might phone you and ask, where's that work? I needed it yesterday. Now, that request for work is not in and of itself stressful, but we will usually make more adrenaline in response to this request. Why? Because we don't hear what someone says. We hear what we think they meant. So what you might hear is, my colleague thinks I'm inefficient or lazy or I've let them down. In other words, you perceive some form of disapproval coming from your colleague, which you've entirely made up, and we do it all the time. Our old pattern of adrenaline production was a spike when our life was in danger, followed by a return to baseline. Now it's a daily escalation, a constant relentless climb from thoughts about endless emails, a conversation we had yesterday, the health of someone we care about, among a million others. And this climbing pattern of adrenaline is very new to us as a species. Our body responds to the information we give it. It has not yet learnt to discern between the adrenaline we make when we're worried about our workload and the adrenaline we make when a car drives out in front of us. So it's time to do what we can to communicate the truth to our body, which is that we are, thankfully, relatively safe. To do this, I encourage you to explore what I call your forward words, which are the traits you need others to see in you. So at some point, take pen and paper and ask yourself, how do I need others to see me? There's no right or wrong, just what is unique to you. Some common ones I've had people share with me over the years are, I need people to see me as kind, thoughtful, selfless, efficient, reliable, hardworking, perfect, creative, strong, the best, intelligent, or the biggest ray of sunshine who ever walked into a room. And then the next time you're stressed, pause and consider, am I perceiving that someone is seeing me in a way that is the opposite to one of my forward words? Because most of the time, the answer will be yes. We might run ourselves ragged or agree to help another to ensure their needs are met. And yes, we do this because we care. But if you peel another layer back, what becomes visible is that we care very much what these people we run ourselves ragged for think of us. We want them to see our forward words well and truly on display. Yet doing things out of duty is depleting, while doing things from a place of genuine care is energizing. So the key is, do you have any flexibility in how you can handle others seeing you? Sure, we'd prefer to be liked, but we will never control what another thinks of us. And if you have no flexibility in how you can handle others seeing you, this will be an endless source of stress hormones. I ran some focus groups as part of some research I was doing to look at what stressed women of different ages. In the 18 to 25-year-old group, one thing that consistently came out as a major source of stress was social media. Older groups don't understand this because social media would never feature on their list of things that stress them out, and that's because they use social media to see photos of their family or to watch funny dog videos. Whereas for those for whom social media was a significant source of stress, it is simply one of the modalities through which they allow others to judge them. For the 35 to 50-year-old group, a common source of stress was running late. Yet running late doesn't stress everyone out. That's how you know it's not real. What can make running late stressful is that we worry what the person who will be on the receiving end of our running late will think of us. And when we know that this is what it's really about, it changes the conversations we then have with them. So your stress can be an insightful teacher for you if you allow it to. It will show you where you allow others to judge you. Now, what I've just described is one reason why anxious feelings have become so common. How many people do you allow into your inner circle? When I was growing up, I could have counted them on my fingers. These days, because of social media, too many people care about what thousands of people think of them, and most of them they've never even met. We want to be highly selective about whose input we listen to. Always remember, you know your own heart, and your worth is not dependent on how others see you. But we have to address our stress hormones, because what is their constant relentless production costing you? How do you cope with stress? Do you drink too much alcohol or too often? Do you eat too much, or do you eat too much poor quality food? Maybe you don't eat enough, or are you always exhausted and searching for more energy? You might yell and overreact to the people close to you, or perhaps you withdraw from those you love and they don't understand your silence. Or maybe you mask other emotions with stress. I think sometimes when we say we're stressed, we might really be sad or grieving or frightened or disappointed or devastated. And there are times and experiences in our lives that are truly horrendous and that might hurt us deeply. Yet even when it's truly painful, there is still so much beauty in that moment. So may we be able to remind ourselves that what hurts can be a luminous offering to learn and grow. And may we be able to untangle that pain from the magnificence of our being that is always present. Pain and beauty coexist. It's just that we usually focus on one or the other. We perceive more drawbacks than benefits to the pain. And we can switch these if we choose to. But to unravel this, we need to train ourselves to question our own thoughts. And the dialogue started out for me sounding something like, do you believe your own thoughts? Well, what do you mean that voice in my head is not who I am? Don't I think my thoughts? Well, if that voice in your head is you, then who's listening to it? So your thoughts are not who you are, and not all of your thoughts are true. So start to notice, does your thinking oppose things as they are? Do you react with thoughts of how things should be? Do your thoughts focus on what you perceive is missing rather than on what is? Start to become aware of all the thoughts you use to deny yourself contentment and foster tenderness for yourself in that process, because it's been going on for a while. From childhood onwards, humans endlessly pursue love, approval, appreciation, acceptance, and we do it to try to stay safe, to ensure we are fed and we have a home. We test out all sorts of ways to please others or even just experience fleeting moments of their admiration. But we don't really notice our efforts. We just think that's life or how we are. We don't realize as adults that this drive for approval we have linked to our survival is now superfluous to our needs, and we need to unlearn it. The quest for love and approval is at the heart of so many of our thoughts. The trouble is, seeking love and approval leads us to lose the awareness of both. You can lose the awareness of love, but not love itself, because it's what we are. Yet we persistently seek it because of how we think. We think thoughts and we believe them, but they aren't true. I ate too much ice cream. I'm hopeless. I'm pathetic. I have no willpower. If you think such a thought, do you pause to consider if it's true? No, you just keep going. You might not even realize you've had the thought. The first part of the sentence might be true. You might have eaten too much ice cream. But the second part of the sentence, the judgment that you're hopeless, you've made that up. And if you create a story about yourself that this is who you must be to have eaten too much ice cream, you will have judged yourself in similar ways endless times across the day in response to all sorts of situations. And if you never question whether such thoughts are true, thinking this about yourself over and over and over again is what will lead you to go back and smash the ice cream again the next night because you don't believe you're worth taking care of, which is not true. But it's challenging to change our behavior until we learn how we think and teach ourselves to question our thoughts. Do your absolute best to deal with what is rather than imaginings. We are so fortunate to have the work of Dr. Viktor Frankl in the world. He was a psychiatrist, author, and Holocaust survivor. Dr. Frankl, his wife, and extended family were all sent to concentration camps where he witnessed them be tortured and murdered. And yet, despite experiencing such unspeakable atrocities, he still had the most insightful presence of mind to offer us this, and he wrote, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space is our power to choose our response. And in our response lies our growth and freedom." We get to choose how we respond to everything. And I mean everything. Even the genuinely tough stuff. But it's a little tricky because of where we humans are at with the evolution of our brain at this point in time and the way that we think. We have two thought systems and they don't really speak to each other. I've named them old brain and new brain. Our old brain, the first thought system we evolved to have, works at lightning speed and it generates a feeling. It works out what feeling to generate based on patterns and associations we've unconsciously created since we were born. And that's part of the challenge with old brain. What it generates is unconscious to us and still until we seek to make it conscious. It's always operating, and at this point in our evolution, our old brain's responses are completely automatic. Our new brain is relatively slow to respond, but it has the ability to apply reason and logic. It's conscious, so we're aware of it, but at this point, it's completely optional. So let's look at the two thought systems in action. An acquaintance walks past you at the farmer's market and doesn't speak. You might consciously think you've upset her. But before that, your old brain generates a feeling that you're unaware of based on an association you have tucked away in there. Unconsciously and at warp speed, you might perceive her disapproval of you and believe this is a risk to your survival because it was when you were 5 years old. But you don't consciously think any of this through. All you notice is that when you went to the market, you felt fine. Now your mood is flat or irritated and all you can think about is how you can't wait to polish off the ice cream or the wine or whatever it is you choose in those moments when even though you know better, you can't stop yourself. We don't have to stay in this state though, because we have our second thought system, new brain, ready and waiting to be used. And new brain would help you see that your acquaintance had the weight of the world on her shoulders, or perhaps she had a pimple on her face and she was really hoping to not run into anyone she knew that morning. So much of our emotional overwhelm, what we now refer to as stress, stems from what our old brain generates and what our new brain fails to examine. We can't stop our old brain doing its job, nor would we want to. It's just that the less time we spend between what our old brain generates and what our new brain evaluates, the fewer stress hormones we make and the more we live from truth. We have to begin the journey of training our new brain, catching ourselves in the space, for that's the stress solution. So what is the opposite of stress? I think many people today think it's calm. I'm going to suggest to you that it's trust. Yet we forget to trust the unfolding. During our turn on earth, our lessons can't be avoided, and they can be minorly or majorly uncomfortable. When we avoid what is true for us, the universe does everything it can to coordinate our reorientation. Initially, this might arise as a whisper, but it will become a roar if we don't tune into it. Our entire life is a grand odyssey dedicated to our unique expansion. It's all for you, all of it. To finish and to paraphrase my favourite poet, David White, we are all a sunlit moment come from a long darkness. What moves us always comes from what is hidden. What seems to be said so suddenly has lived in the soul for a long, long time. This has lived in my soul for a very long time. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that we have learned somewhere, somehow, maybe, just maybe, right? We can find a way to live through the motions of being here. Ladies and gentlemen, the way we think is the problem. The way we think about things, the way we don't think about things. We don't think that, oh my goodness, ooh, I'm running late. It's just a bad day. It's like, I'm running late because I'm a bad person and everybody hates me because I'm so how. Please relax. So ladies and gentlemen, we have officially come to the end of our program, and we will continue our program again tomorrow. But as for now, I, the matriarch, I'm bidding you farewell. I love you forever and a day. You are definitely so important to me, and I hope you know that. I hope you know that I love you to the moon and back. I hope you know that you are important and you matter. I hope that you know that you are significant, and I hope that you know that you are phenomenal. I hope that you know that you are exactly who you're supposed to be. And if you don't like who you are right now, then work on changing that. Work on changing that. Work on seeing the brighter picture. Work on your thoughts. Work on how you think and you speak to yourself. Treat yourself like someone you love, because the people you love don't receive backlash from you, or they don't receive harshness from you. So don't be so hard on yourself. So I say I love you because I mean it. I say you're important because I mean it. So I say bye-bye. Au revoir. Ciao, ciao. Cheke. Sinjala mora.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
And it's 36 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. And this is the home run with Fantasy Vula. Today is the 1st of November. September, rather. Not November. October, rather. Sorry for that. That's 2021. So, and on this program, today's program, we are looking at the issue of, NASFAF, which is the Namibian Student Fund Association. But not to the context of its administration, but, you know, to the whole issue of repayment of, you know, loans, which are student loans. Eh? So there are quite a number of scenarios and circumstances that are associated with students having to pay back their loans. And we have seen that according to their report also there that about 130,000, you know, beneficiaries, so former students, people that benefited from this institution, haven't paid or repaid their loan that's, you know, dating back as back to 1999, and, you know, where they have also tried to, you know, sort of engage with these people through, you know, text notifications for them to be able to go and register so that they can, you know, get these funds back. But a lot of people have feelings that maybe it's not the right time for them to repay such loans. Eh? So, you know, we have issues, and these are circumstantial issues, as I have indicated, where, you know, some students have come to say the qualification that was funded by NASFAF didn't get me a job for more than 5 years. Eh? And my parents have to fork out, you know, a certain amount of money for them to actually finance my study program. And later after that, my parents are in debt now at this level and at the point in time, and that, you know, I'm unable to actually, you know, afford what I could otherwise afford, because now I have to assist my parents in paying back the loan. And here comes NASFAF to say, hey, look, we have noticed that you started working, so we are seeking for our money. You know, there are a lot of, you know, circumstantial issues with regard to the repayment, debt repayment of these loans. And, you know, some students or some beneficiaries are also stating that they haven't, you know, been employed for over 2 years, for instance, and they had to, you know, do another course at their own cost, either, you know, through a loan that they have to get from a certain institution again for them to further their study, and that's a different program. So now that they finished, you know, the same institution that gave them these loans, now, you know, saying, hey, look, you owe us. For instance, you got a loan from Nedbank, or you got a loan from FNB for you to go and study or further your study, or you got a loan from any other institution that seeks that or see it possible that you will come and work for them, but yet you still have to maybe pay back this loan. Now you have this institution on your left-hand side and the other institution on the right-hand side, which is NASFAF, now saying, you owe us how much? So a lot of people, a lot of complaints are coming to say NASFAF should justify itself in a way that, for instance, you know, one of the people that spoke off record, of course, where she stated that if they have to, you know, get back this money, that means that they actually have to charge her almost double, but that she have to pay back two loans otherwise, because she have another loan that she acquired privately, you know, from a private fund, where she now have to, you know, pay back this very loan. And if you have to add these sums together, you know, it will give you a large number. For instance, you know, one deduction reading to 6,000 or so. But, you know, this is your story, and you as a former student and as a former, you know, recipient of this loan, we would like to hear from you. What is it that, you know, have, what are these challenges that you are facing now currently when you are repaying these, you know, debts? And, you know, some people are saying, my parents are in no good financial position when it comes to this, because I now have to, you know, take care of the things that they used to take care of, because I feel, you know, indebted to them in a way that they paid for my study, and they couldn't afford to, you know, for instance, clear their debt, you know, their house debt. They couldn't afford to clear their, you know, vehicle debt or whatsoever. They couldn't afford to, you know, also repay back the loan that they have acquired with regard to this study. So it's 42 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. I'll be joined by Tyson Tuhangwapo, of course, speaking from the capacity of engagement, especially with, you know, regard to this whole scenario that we have, or we are experiencing, you know, as young people, as young graduates, as, you know, unemployed graduate whatsoever. They have a story to tell, and let's just take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back to, of course, further this discussion. So stay tuned.
Choose your flex package with Paratus today. Sign up for ultra-fast fiber with the convenience of mobile LTE. That's two products in one bundle. It's new, it's one bill, and you can stay connected in more than one location. To top it off, you can enjoy up to 25% discount with these bundles. How's that for affordable, flexible freedom? Visit na.paratus.africa for more information. Always
During these times of uncertainty, Eagle FM has become the voice of the voiceless. We have shared stories of joy, pain, hardships, hopes, and national aspirations.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo, otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarude tayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM. The eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.